sedans and vans and SUVs in all of Colorado. See my friends the Al Shears out there, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, all the gang at Rockies 63rd and Federal.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Remembering the lost in Minneapolis while the tough recovery continues.
Trying to bring divers into a debris field like this, it's extremely difficult.
Now a closer look at other bridges.
That certainly is a wake-up call.
Tightening congressional rules.
It's the biggest change in ethics and lobby laws since Watergate.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with a CBS World News Roundup. A day after the tragedy, a solemn memorial service for the victims of Wednesday's bridge collapse in Minneapolis. Authorities now say at least five people were killed. The toll is expected to climb because more bodies remain trapped in the wreckage. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick is in Minneapolis with the latest.
The dangerous search will continue this morning for at least eight people still missing from the collapse. The divers are having to navigate through steel and concrete debris in submerged vehicles and swift currents.
The water's being pushed through the openings to the bridge, so it does pick up a little bit. That's the difficulty, it's just the swirling water.
Dive team leader Jeff Storm says that prompted the search to be called off yesterday. The slow and deliberate pace makes the wait even more difficult for relatives of those still missing. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Minneapolis.
Well, the wait may have ended, but not the agony for the family of Ronald Engebretson. After initially being missing, his wife Jessica has now been confirmed to be among the dead.
She's a great person, a loving wife. Yeah, I love her so much.
A long eight-lane span of the bridge gave way without warning during the Wednesday evening rush.
I've never seen anything this catastrophic before, and I hope I never do again.
The head of the National Transportation Safety Board, Mark Rosenker, tells the CBS Early Show the initial stage of the probe has been helped by computer software and a surveillance camera that caught the disaster as it unfolded.
We've made progress even in this past 24 hours. By getting a copy of the security film, we'll be able to analyze that very carefully and see where the failure began. We've also got a very interesting computer model program called a failure analysis, which in fact will enable us to actually take various parts of the bridge on a computer model and take a look at how it will fail.
For years, there were warnings of structural deficiencies in the I-35 bridge, but Minnesota State Bridge Engineer Dan Dorgan says the span was regularly checked.
We found no evidence of additional cracking in the bridge or growth in the pre-existing cracks.
There are countless other bridges around the country. What kind of shape are they in? Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Well, Nick, here are the numbers. More than 70,000 bridges around the country are rated structurally deficient, like the one in Minneapolis. Fixing them would cost about $190 billion and last a generation. Civil engineer Don Hammack knows that's a bitter pill to swallow.
Maintenance is one of those things that doesn't get as much money as it should.
For now, Washington wants all states to check the 700 steel deck truss bridges, similar to the one that failed. Transportation official Jeff Briggs is doing that in his state, Missouri.
We're going to check them very, very carefully to make sure there is not even the smallest imperfection that could compromise the safety of the bridge.
I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. While the White House describes the Minnesota disaster as a unique catastrophe, engineering experts and lawmakers are increasingly concerned about the nation's aging infrastructure. Robert Bernstein, CEO of the engineering firm Material Technologies, says the half-century-old interstate system is past its life expectancy.
It's unbelievable the amount of traffic that we experience in this country, much more than 50 years ago.
So the debate over how to fund billions of dollars in nationwide highway and bridge repair costs is heating up again. A House committee has cleared $250 million for the Minnesota recovery. President Bush will tour the disaster site tomorrow. Mrs. Bush will be there today, Nick.
Time on the CBS News World News Roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Some tense moments for residents of Fort Collins last night as nearly 5 inches of rain fell on the city in 2.5 hours. No evacuations were ordered, and although there were no reports of any severe damage, the Poudre Fire Authority says several canals, basements, and streets were flooded.
A lot of water just hanging around. It looks like there may have been some road damage.
The heaviest rain, 5.3 inches, fell about 3 miles southwest of Fort Collins. Federal safety officials now accusing the Denver Zoo of unsafe working conditions following the death of a zoo worker who was mauled by a jaguar. Ashley Pfaff was killed in February when a 140-pound jag pounced on her after getting into an employee access hallway through an open cage door. The zoo and Denver police concluded her death was caused by human error. And Frontier Airlines says President and CEO Jeff Potter will step down on September 6th. He'll be accepting a position outside the airline industry. Potter's new job won't be disclosed until next week, but he will remain a member of Frontier's Board of Directors. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Remnants of a crash still bogging down southbound 225 around Yosemite. We did have a right lane block there, so expect some minor delays as you head into the DTC. Otherwise, looks like a typical Friday. Light conditions, good speeds on our highways, except for southbound 25 through Thornton and North Glen and eastbound 270, which are getting a little busy. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Morning fog and areas of drizzle. Otherwise, we'll see partly cloudy skies with scattered afternoon thundershowers and a high of 89. Those clouds and showers hang around.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Your last traffic report, and John goes, no, man, it's like only 8:30. But we have finished out the week, and we're going to try to have some fun this morning and get you into the weekend maybe the right or wrong way. We're not sure. We have Christy Harvey coming up at 8 o'clock from the Center for American Progress. This week's items include... President Bush hosting a slew of right-wing talk show hosts for an off-the-record briefing and discussion. Yeah, I'm laughing, too. I'm not saying I wouldn't go to the White House. I'm not saying I wouldn't talk to him. I'm not saying that at all. It's just that, wouldn't it be... Well, of course, where he's coming from is this. He's coming from it this way. I get these guys all pumped up. I get them all jazzed up and seduced with the idea that they're meeting power. And then I know that they'll go out and they'll sell my program. They'll carry water for me and for the GOP and for anybody who thinks like I do. And that's where he's coming from. But wouldn't it be more intellectually interesting to invite all the progressive talk show hosts to the White House? Now, there's not that many of us, obviously. But to invite them all to the White House and then talk to them and get into like a little back and forth? And how much publicity would he get and how much mileage would he get out of that? He'd get a lot. But here, I hate to put it this way, but here he looks like he's on his knee pads for Sean Hannity. Do you dig what I'm saying? That's what it looks like. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to First Lieutenant Gary Barkley. He has recently returned from a year-long tour in Iraq, where he served as a civil affairs officer with the 403rd Civil Affairs Battalion. And we'll ask him about his experiences. He's kind of an interesting guy. Even though he had resigned his commission in the U.S. Army back in 2001, when he was recalled for active duty in 2005 for service in Operation Iraqi Freedom, he answered his nation's call without hesitation, and he was there, and we're going to ask him what he saw and what went on. So that's coming up after 9 o'clock. Between then and now, it's open phones, as it always is on Friday. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, if you want to get off your half moons this early in the morning and start the process. And once again, this is one of these mornings where there's a lot out there. And, man, can you squeeze it all in 4 hours? I don't know, but we can certainly try. I should play – should I play it now? Should I play this Should I play this David Sirota thing now? Because this is about 8 minutes long. But is this too early in the show to play this? I might play it a couple of times this morning because it's so good. And it goes back to what we were talking about yesterday, too, about moral obligations and about morality. And this doesn't make any difference whether you're left, right, or in the middle. I mean, this is one of these examples of where where it's very, very tough for me to see this as being a partisan issue. I see it as being a human, moralistic issue, and an American issue, and an American moral dilemma. And, oh, by the way, before we get to this, if you're saying, gee, how come you're not talking about the bridge over Minneapolis-St. Paul? There's no doubt about it. This is a huge tragedy. And now, all of a sudden, the media is all over this, and they're all over in overdrive, too, by the way. And now the whole thing is going out about the nation's infrastructure. I've been talking about the infrastructure on this show now for the better part of 2 years. Any of us who drive, and I remember people getting mad at me for talking about this. I am bringing this up. Well, because this stuff's eventually going to catch up with us. That's why. So now, this is the latest big thing. This is the cause du jour at the moment, and this is good news. The bridge thing is really good news for the Bush administration. All right, I hate to be cynical, and maybe I'm making a Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, Gunny Bob over the top statement here, but this is good for them. You know why? Because they're not on the front page, and now the American public, their minds are on this. And when it comes to the infrastructure, you can't blame this only on the Republicans. There's plenty of Democratic blame to go around, too. So this is both parties. And the reason the infrastructure hasn't been looked at like it should is because nobody who's running for office or who is in office wants to go to you or to me and wants to say to us, this needs to be done. Here's the cost of it. What they want to do is stay away from it, pass it on, hope somebody else has to deal with it, and try to talk to the American public and get you and I to believe that manna falls from the sky and that everything is free, which is not the case. All right, I got the David Sirota cut coming up.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Although we've got some wet areas, but other than that, we're looking good. Still had some crash activity southbound 225 around Yosemite. Just watch out for a minor snag there. Otherwise, good shape right now. Excellent conditions along I-70. No problems either direction through the I-25 corridor. I-25 doing fine through the tech center. And we've got pretty nice ride along C-470 if you're on the south side. Weather outlook today, we'll see some fog, some areas of drizzle this morning. Turning partly cloudy this afternoon with some afternoon thundershowers. Looking for a high of 89. Right now, it's overcast and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay. How many times have you said, or maybe you haven't said this. Oh, by the way, it's 6:17, 17 minutes after 6. How many times have you said this, or maybe you've never said it? Maybe you've never said it. Gee, I wonder about this guy, J. Marvin. Is he real? I'd like to meet him and give him a piece of my mind. Okay, chance to do that. This Saturday, that's tomorrow, I'm going to be with my friends from Rocky's Autos at the Adams County Fair, which is going on now through Sunday at the Adams County Regional Park. I'm going to be there from noon until 4. That's tomorrow. We'll have the Rocky's Autos spin the prize wheel with some great prizes, and there is no purchase necessary. Plus, you can meet Shagman and Officer Odell, and Sunday is Rocky's Auto Day, and all carnival rides are just a buck. Now, for more information about the Adams County Fair, go to adamscountyfair.com. They're going to have all kinds of exhibits and, of course, a 4-H show and a children's pavilion and petting zoo and rodeos and tractor pulls and demolition derbies, which are I drove in a demolition derby once. Boy, I'm telling you. I know. They're great. I don't know that I'd do it again. And carnival rides, food, and a whole lot more. But it's our chance to get together and say hello and talk. And that's Saturday, noon until 4, at the Adams County Fair. Go east off I-25 on 120, 120th and follow The Adams County signs, you can't miss them. And don't forget, too, for great deals with matching down incentives, see my friends at Rockies on 63rd and Federal. They're open Monday through Saturday, so that's tonight, too, until 9. And they're home to the largest selection of clean late model, previously owned trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. See my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Colby Harris, Fred Labrato, all the gang out at Rockies. And I'll see you at the Adams County Fair tomorrow between noon and 4.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it during the August Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From August 2nd through the 6th, save 25% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save $8 a gallon on Duration coatings and 25% on select wall coverings, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday, August 6th for painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
I'm here with John Medved for the E85 ethanol fuels. Now, remember with Medved, you can purchase these vehicles, the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the Chevrolet Avalanche, and, of course, the Tahoes and the Sierra Silverado pickup trucks and Chevy Impalas. And, of course, the E85 fuel is the future. So it's here now, but it doesn't go just in any old vehicle, does it, John?
You're right. Between our Chrysler, General Motors, and Ford franchises, we have about 30 vehicles that burn it. And I'm going to tell you right now, if it doesn't say E85 on it, don't put it in, no matter how much cheaper this is versus gasoline, because you're going to have big mechanical problems in the future. The vehicle has got to be built for it. We have 30 different models that will burn it. It's about 80 cents to a dollar a gallon less, but whatever you do, don't say I'm going to try it, because you're going to cause yourself big problems and thousands of dollars worth of repairs.
So we got Medved as your flex fuel vehicle headquarters. For more information, go to Medved.com or stop by Medved on the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 ramp in Castle Rock, or I-70 Wheat Ridge, exit Kipling, exit Ward, but always exit the giant Medved Autoplex.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Live, local, and weird. 21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know, they have that in that liner about live and local, but in this day and age, do you think anybody really cares about that? After all, talk radio is by and large filled with all of these syndicated shows from people who don't live in the communities and the radio stations they're on. And it used to be that you could go into a town and turn on the local talk station and find out what was going on and what people thought. Now it's 1-800-whatever, and they're coming from all over the place. No localism, no local content, no local talent. Talent? Who needs talent? All right, before I get to the Sirota thing, let me go to Deborah in Fort Collins, who's hanging on. Deborah, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
Comment about morality and the show yesterday when you were talking about the children's health issues. And I just, you know, everything that's happened this week, it's just been kind of a prelude to, you know, we've forgot totally about our infrastructure, which is immoral not to support. To me, it's immoral not to support the living and what's going on. How do I express myself? Be it roads, be it health care, be it prevention, and taking care of the living. And then we have Bush, you know, we can't do stem cell research. We have another senator in front of the flag a few years back, you know, proposing Viagra, but we can't use, we can't put a condom commercial on, God's sake, you know, let's not go there. And I'm just sick about hypocrisy, because they have these one-liners, and yet they don't deal with the real. They just don't deal with the everyday and take moral responsibility, you know, for the here and now.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. I think that's absolutely true. And see, the thing is, a lot of us in this country were raised to believe that you took pride in your community, you took pride in your country, that you had a moral and a social obligation to be all you could be and to seek the best and take care of the community that you lived in. Then somewhere along the line, and I think probably around the 80s, that all came unwound. And suddenly, that was a bad idea. But you can't have a successful society on any level, and you can't have a strong, secure, successful country if you have no pride in where you live, and the only person that you think about is yourself. But look at all the comments they used to make. Like, here's an example. And once again, I'm not endorsing her for the presidency of the United States. I'm just using this as an example. In the 90s, Hillary Clinton had out a book. Remember this? It Takes a Village to Raise a Child. Oh, my God, did all these people go crazy. But if you think about what she was trying to say there, and if you think about the concept is not bad. As a matter of fact, it's really good. Because depending on your age, when this country was not so transient as it is now, all of us can come forward and can say, you know, when I used to wander away from home and go down the block and I would get myself into trouble, Mrs. Owens would come out and Mrs. Owens would discipline me and grab me by the ear and pull me back up the block and take me to my parents' house and tell my mother that I was down in front of her house with a piece of chalk writing on the sidewalk. And then your mother would do something about it. Well, that's what it's all about. And, I mean, you know, if you don't have any compassion for anybody else, you don't care about anybody else, you don't have any feelings, you don't want to get involved, and I'm not saying that everybody has to be Mother Teresa, but what I'm saying is, if you don't want to get involved, if you want this ethic of like, okay, what's in it for me, me, and whatever, then it, eventually what happens is it backfires on you.
Well, I think we're, we're just, you know, the bridges are just the symbol that we're decaying from within.
Well, I don't think we're decaying. What I think's happening is that kind of wisdom, that kind of self-centered wisdom, has been accepted over the last 15, 20 years in this country.
Uh-huh.
But I think people are beginning to wake up and to realize that that's not what they want for themselves, then that's not what they want for their kids, and that's not what they want for their kids' kids. And it's like the guy yesterday who called up who confused the WIC program, which is women, infants, children, with his mother-in-law, and started making all these claims about mass abuse when what we were talking about was health insurance for kids, and he started echoing that talking point, and I tried to call him on it by saying, well, all right, you could be right, but, I mean, show me where this is all going on. He couldn't do it. And nobody wants the government to waste money. Nobody wants the government to throw money away. Nobody wants to have to pay taxes. Nobody wants to have to go through all of that. But you got to stand back at it for a second, and you got to ask yourself, okay, this is a great country. I'm privileged and fortunate enough to live here. What price do I pay to be able to do that?
Definitely. And, we need leadership. We need to be governed over certain things of safety. And, I mean, they're getting leaded toys in China.
Well, yeah, exactly.
The FDA doesn't have it.
Right, exactly. All this stuff has been pared down because these people cannot operate good government because they don't believe in a good government. And all of the talking points that come out of these people's mouths are all taking what I would consider to be mainstream views that people have about society, and they're waving around all of these extremes. And they also do not engage in long-term thinking. They only engage in short-term thinking. That's the other part of it, too.
And people don't, think 5 minutes ahead. And, we knew years and years ago, it scares me to death. I don't drive into Denver that often anymore, but some of the bridges in Denver, were frightening in the 80s. And, feeding corporations in the top 1% in the United States, and we're headed for another. But for the grace of God, we haven't had that I-70 section fall in.
Well, the good thing we have going for us is we've got a governor who is a smart guy, who is somebody who looks at it long term, who understands that these challenges are out there, and is getting a commission together to look at Colorado's infrastructure and plans to do something about it. And this is another example where Governor Bill Ritter was way ahead of his time.
Well, and I think that the people of Colorado began to realize, after the fires and this and that, and after 8 years of Owens, I think we finally woke up and said, hey, I think the people of Colorado realize you have to put out some money to maintain our safety in life and our quality of life, and I'm hoping people in Colorado woke up. That it's so sad that it takes a big tragedy to put the stoplight in.
Well, because it's national news now, but the governor was talking about this, and he was on this show talking about it about 3 weeks ago. So
that's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So we've got good leadership here. On a state level. Deborah, thanks, and have a good weekend.
Thank you. All right. You too. Bye.
Okay. 303-713-7600. It's open phones. All right. We're going to look at traffic. And then I got to play you this cut from David Sirota, which is so typical, okay, of how the media operates, which I know is a common harping point of mine. But here's David Sirota, who goes on Fox News. Shouldn't even call it Fox News. Fox Fabrications, and what do? They put four people against one. Now, does anybody think that's fair? And Sirota does a great job. He does a great job. 6:32, 32 minutes after the hour. Don't worry, Gina, I won't put you on the spot about Fox.
Okay, thank you. It's Friday.
But you got to admit, four against one is not cool.
Oh, okay.
Well, you don't admit that? Do you think four against one would be okay? Is okay? That's
no,
cricket?
No,
no, it's not. All right, it's not cricket. Anyway, yeah, it is Friday, and we made it. We're gonna make it through the weekend. Now, do you have any big plans for the weekend? Do you?
Going to the movies.
But what are you gonna go see?
You'll laugh. Underdog. You're going to laugh.
What are you going to say?
Underdog.
Underdog?
Of course. We just need a break, Just see something really silly.
Well, I don't know. Well, all right. Here's the thing. If you go see it, you end up going to see it, then what you got to do is then Monday you got to tell us how it was.
Okay. I'll do it.
All right.
It got lousy reviews or wasn't reviewed.
Well, that would seduce me into going to see it. All right, what's traffic look like?
All right. We had this early morning crash southbound 225 around Yosemite. It's gone. Just some heavier traffic there around Parker as you head into the DTC. Pretty much a good driver for the Friday commute. We're smooth on I-25, C-470 all the way to downtown. Looks like I-70 is doing well across the city, just starting to bunch up there at that I-25 corridor. Eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike both in good shape. Weather outlook today, we're going to get some patchy fog here and there, some areas of drizzle, and then it's going to turn partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thundershowers. High of 89 today. More evening clouds.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.T. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.T. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Phew, I think I've lost him. Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you got insurance.
True, with insurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24-7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at insurance, there's always someone there to help.
With insurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's insurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have insurance.
Save on 24/7 claim service at insurance. Get your auto insurance quote at insurance.com today.
373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010. Cancun's licensed technicians specialize in air conditioning, plumbing, drains, and saving you money. Cancun can deal with all makes and brands, so call them today and get 20% off right now at 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010 for Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control, your air conditioning, plumbing, and drain specialists.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, when the mountain starts playing this, I'll start taking him seriously. I mean, you want serious rock and roll? This is serious rock and roll. Jam that up for a second. Song great. It's about rebellion, and rock and roll should be about rebellion, because that's what it's supposed to be. Frickin' rebellion. Like you say to authority figures, that's right. See the middle finger, baby. Right? That's what it's about. You know, he says in there, you can have your funky world, but when it first played on Top 40 radio, kids went to school and went, he's using the F word, and they're playing it. That's what I want. I want rebellion. And I'll tell you something. I went to work out with my trainer yesterday, Keith Bailey, and he had on rap, and suddenly I start getting it. But that's exactly what that's about, too. Turk's laughing. I did. I went like, oh, I get it. I'm just not so sure you got to use all those four-letter words like to put it over. You know what I'm saying? We're clean. 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms. High today, 89. Let me go to Pat Broomfield, then we'll play David Sirota, because I don't want Pat to have to hang on forever. Pat, go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Two things. Listen to that guy yesterday who was going on and on about his beloved Toyota Land Cruiser.
Oh, yeah, right.
I had one from the same era, kind of a different situation. That was the biggest piece of crap we've ever owned. We kept it for 18 months, couldn't get rid of it fast enough. Wrote letters all the way up to the head of Toyota in Japan and never got a response. P.S. We go Ford all the way, every day. It's all we buy. Number two, taxes. People need to wake up. You got to pay taxes. It's the way it works. We need to get the system squared away so the rich are paying some taxes, and we're not paying all of them. But for God's sake, who the hell still believes in a free ride?
No, nobody does, and nobody ever did.
I don't know. They don't want to pay for it. They don't want to pay taxes.
But...
Oh, for God's sake.
But the public's lulled into this. The public is lulled into this idea.
You're right, and they love it. But everything is falling apart. This is absurd. And then they want to privatize. We talked about this the other day. Let's privatize everything. Who's going to pay for those people? We are. And we'll have no control. We'll have nothing that we can do. It's not going to be any better. Look at Halliburton in Iraq. That ought to give us a good idea what privatization does. And it's just people need to wake up. If I had one of these candidates say, you know something, I hate to do this to you, but we got to raise taxes. We've got to get some money in. I'd be so proud, and I would say, you know, finally somebody's telling the truth.
Yep, I would agree. And one of the few people that's doing that is John Edwards. Pat, thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too, Jay.
All right. Here we go. Okay, the media is liberal biased, right? We all know that. That's why on Fox Fiction, they put David Sirota on, who's one of the smartest guys I know, but they're so scared of David that they put him up against four other guys. And David kicks some major rear. Check this out.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brenda Butner, and this is Bulls and Bears. So is it the government's job to end poverty? John Edwards and Barack Obama say yes. Their campaigns trying to sell voters on plans to get the government more involved. But should Uncle Sam be in this business? Time to open the trading pit. And here they are, the Bulls and Bears this week. Gary B. Smith, Tobin Smith, Pat Dorsey, Scott Blyer, along with John Bradshaw Layfield, Senior Vice President at Northeast Securities, and David Sirota, syndicated columnist and author of Hostile Takeover. Welcome to everyone. So, John Edwards and Barack Obama on the campaign trail calling for government to end poverty. But Bradshaw, is that really the role of government?
Absolutely not. I don't know who in the world said the government adopts you and takes your raise. Look, we are spending over $500 billion on social services, on affordable housing, on giving housing away, which is one of the reasons for the subprime mess right now, and it's done no good. But they go to Americans who have made a success, who are paying their own health insurance, and say, we want you to pay for these people who are not, just like your fathers paid for their fathers, their grandfathers paid for their fathers. You want people out of the Ninth Ward in Houston, incentivize them and educate them, and let them realize the American dream. Handouts do not work.
David, what do you say?
Well, I think that's absurd. I mean, we give away tens of billions of dollars in corporate welfare every year. Here's an example. Fox News, the news corporation, has gotten billions, hundreds of millions of dollars of tax breaks in order for it to be a good corporation. If we can provide those kinds of tax breaks, if we can provide those kinds of tax incentives, then we can make sure that people don't have to starve, that they can have a roof over their head. We're the wealthiest country on earth. The idea that we should just privatize everyone and throw everybody out on the street and we have no moral obligation to make sure that we end poverty, that is absurd.
Okay, Gary B., I know you agree with David. But the question is, isn't a robust economy a better way to end poverty? And you do that through corporations who actually can hire people.
Absolutely, Brenda. You know, I don't even know where to start. Of course, I agree with everything Bradshaw said, but you know, there's a couple big facts. We've been trying to fight poverty in America for 130 years with bigger and bigger government programs. And what do we have? We have even larger welfare rolls than we've ever had. The fact of the matter is most people who are classified as poor are poor because of a few reasons. They have a single head of the household, so they're unmarried. They work about 16 hours a week.
and they have no education past maybe eighth or ninth grade. If you want to incentivize people, try to fix those problems by taking away taxes, by taking away big government, and allow people to get out there and get jobs and get education and maybe even encourage marriage. Then you would fix poverty, not by giving more and more money, which was proven it hasn't worked.
Okay, Pat, what do you say?
Well, there are intelligent ways and foolish ways to provide a social safety net, and I do think there is some level of moral obligation to do that. Ending poverty, that's probably a little bit ambitious, but I think that to couch this debate in sort of handouts versus privatize everything kind of skews things in a pretty bad direction that really doesn't get us anywhere.
Well, Toby, Gary did have a good point in that we have spent billions since the 1960s, and we haven't eradicated poverty. Is that a less than a 50?
Well, I go to a great politician, Bill Clinton, who in the 90s said that, you know what, if we actually cut the welfare rolls, the way we would do it is by taking people off and giving them work, for in other words, getting an incentive to not be on welfare. And we cut welfare rolls more than any other time in our history. And that was a great lesson that I thought we learned, which was that the idea of putting people on welfare takes the incentive, it takes the self-esteem away from people, and they, in fact, become less productive. Give them a chance, push them off, and give them a chance to learn. They do well. Why are we going to go back and relearn that, Brenda?
Well, in fact, Scott, some of these Democratic plans do include tax credits and incentives.
Well, the redistribution of wealth never ended poverty. It never equalizes earnings. The way you can do that is by making sure everybody's educated and incentivizing business. Now, this is exactly what the Democrats don't want. They don't want you to incentivize business, but that is what creates jobs in this country. Bottom line, job creation comes from the rich when they have to take risk with their money to create jobs. That's the bottom line. I'm sorry to say it, but that is what creates jobs and equals out everything over the course of the country.
David, you've been amazing. Most of these guys are experts at interrupting, so now we give you your chance. You've heard their side.
Well, you know, it's incredible. I thought I had heard it all, but giving tax cuts to millionaires and billionaires and huge corporations is the way to eradicate poverty. Really, that is an amazingly absurd, ridiculous, and I might say elitist proposal.
Should the government create jobs for everybody?
Isn't the issue not so much economic equality, but economic mobility? The poor can move up. That's what America's
all
about.
Absolutely. You give a person money, you give a person a home, you give a person health care, there is no incentive. If you kill incentive in America, you are killing the American dream.
That is ridiculous. That is absolutely absurd. The idea that somebody needs an incentive to get health care, the idea that somebody needs an incentive
to
get a job is ridiculous. Somebody wants to get a health care. Somebody wants to get affordable health care, affordable housing. If they don't need an incentive, they need it to survive. That's the problem.
Let me explain this to you. Let me explain to you a little about economics 101. I was broke one time. I didn't go to the government. I didn't go for a handout. I made a lot of money doing what I do, and that was pull myself up on my own bootstraps. If these guys don't want to do that, I do not have a right to have to pay them to sit at home and watch us on television.
But
that is insane.
But wait a second.
But hold on. You know what? He also wrestled a bear, so most people can't do it the same way he does.
But it starts with education. You've got to make sure. Look at Japan. There are very few poor people. There's very little poverty in Japan because education is the most important thing from the day you're born, and that's how to take the country out of poverty.
Right,
the problem is, though, there's a problem
David,
with the education.
David, I'm sorry.
Here.
I just want to get Gary B in, and then you get your chance, too. Go ahead.
Well,
Gary.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be interested in hearing from David because I guess his proposal is basically, okay, let's just say we agreed that we're going to take all the tax incentives and tax breaks away from the rich, by the way, who are mostly entrepreneurs and making jobs for the rest of the country. But let's just say we did that. His proposal is more of the same. And I'd be happy to sign up for it if his more of the same worked. But it hasn't worked. It's created more people on welfare, so I don't understand where he's going.
Go ahead,
that's
David.
Ridiculous. The idea that it hasn't worked. We've got tens of millions of more people who are not in poverty thanks to the war on poverty. We have Medicare that provides health care to people. that wasn't there because of the war on poverty. So your idea that none of these programs works is absolutely insulting to the tens of millions of people who have benefited from it. Social Security, Medicare, affordable housing programs, these programs work. And I applaud the politicians who are out there saying it's time for our country to go back to that moral message.
We've got everybody
to build
jumping
that safety
over the
net.
Table here trying to get in. Toby?
Well, if it works so well, I guess John Edwards is just doing the wrong type of campaign strategy here. I thought his whole point was is that we had this poverty in the United States that was so endemic that we had to go out and come up with a new way. But let's be real. And I, you know, we've talked with lots of people who've had very, very rough times in life. And the one thing you always hear from them is they say, you know what made me grateful is when I had an opportunity. It wasn't that, see, you lifted me up, but you gave me an opportunity. No one here is against opportunity. What we are is against the false opportunity of handouts.
All right, David, one last time.
Well, the idea, again, we're having a debate, we're debating past each other. The idea that it's, you know, we're hearing from you guys, you know, everything is a handout, everything's, you know, for what Reagan called the welfare queens. We're talking about building a social safety net, building a safety net that our country has had and it has a moral obligation to do. And I don't think there's anything controversial about that. What's controversial are elitists and economic folks at the top saying that we shouldn't do that.
All right. Thank you so much, David. You're a good sport. And that does it for the trading pit.
David. Yeah, we teamed four other blowhards on top of you, and you're a good sport for going along with that. And notice when she said this, what's her name, Brenda Butthead, when she said, these guys are the kings of interrupting. So David Sirota tries to get his point out, and what do? They start interrupting him. And there's so much falsehood in all of that of what they were saying. First of all, a couple of things real quick. If you go look at where the top 1-5% derive their wealth from. They did not earn it. They inherited it. It's inherited money. Okay? That's number one. So that guy who popped that off about the top 1-5%, okay, he's lying right there. And he's not telling the truth. And there's just a bunch of other stuff. And John Turk said it best. These guys twist the facts to moralize their own greed, which is basically, screw you. Nobody's talking about taking somebody off the street and putting them in a 5-star hotel. We're talking about the really novel idea that human beings shouldn't have to suffer. And under these guys' logic, if I have pneumonia, I don't need any health care. That's just an incentive to get a better job. Disgusting. 6:51 minutes after the hour here. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. So far, we're just getting that slow-moving traffic on our southbound lanes of I-25, either side of I-70. So definitely through the Thornton North Glen area from 104th to 84th. And then you'll hit the snag again into the downtown area, 38th to Spear. Excellent conditions elsewhere, though, and we are running collision-free. Weather outlook today. We'll get some areas of drizzle, but it will turn partly cloudy by this afternoon. Possibly get some of those thunder showers late in the day, high of 89. Evening clouds and more showers hanging around. And then a low of 63. Looks like tomorrow.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out 300 Lonely Hearts and Hot Fuzz. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
Don't miss the sizzling summer savings on Comcast high-speed internet. For 10 days only, call 1-800-COMCAST and get pure broadband power for only $19.99 a month through the end of the year. That's right, you'll get 6 months of savings. Blast past DSL with download speeds up to 6 megabits per second. And Comcast makes fast even faster with Power Boost. Bursts of extra download speed just when you need it. Use the power of pure broadband and Comcast.net to enhance your summer. Explore travel destinations. hear the latest music or share your summer fun with video mail. Plus, keep your computer and your family safe with included McAfee security features, including personal firewall and virus protection. Hurry, don't miss this sizzling summer sale. Comcast high-speed internet for just $19.99 a month through the end of the year. Call 1-800-COMCAST by July 20th. Offer available to new customers only, not available in all areas, and restrictions apply. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Call Comcast for details.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 8th at the REI flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at AM760.net. Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Six, 55 minutes after six. It's Friday. It's open phone. 303-713-7600. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 89. About a 40% chance of that happening. All right, let's go to Steve in the Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing this morning, Jake?
I'm doing pretty good.
Sounds like it. I think we all agree with the sentiment that, you know, that it takes a village. I think the difference is that the left looks at that village as the government, and the right looks at the village as private. And I think that's the big issue, is which direction do we go to set up those safety nets?
Well, that may be the talking point, and that may be what you've been sold, but the reality. Well, but let me finish. But the reality of the situation is that this administration and other administrations, but really this one, they've used the government to benefit their friends, not the country as a whole, and what that is. What they do is they just moralize and twist their own greed. Because what they're really about is, they're really about this. They're really about what's mine is mine, and I'm going to hold on to it, and the hell with everybody else. And the problem with all of that is it doesn't work.
Well, let me start with this, Jake. You know, I know that there are clearly, whether it's left or right, there are idiots out there. I'm not one of them. So, you know, I don't ever start off with you by saying, well, that's a talking point to diminish your intelligence.
It wasn't aimed at diminishing your intelligence. It's a fact. I mean, this is the sloganeering that they've engaged in since the 80s, and the deal is that it's not true.
Okay, but you use that tactic to immediately try and assume that I haven't reached the conclusions I've reached because I'm an intelligent person
No, I never said that.
Okay, well, then it's more than a talking point. I've looked at the issues that are out there. I've looked at the numbers. I think one of the gentlemen on the piece you played a few minutes ago made a relevant point. We've had 40 years of government attempts to end poverty. Now, I understand you're going to argue not during Reagan and not during Bush.
No, I'm not going to argue that.
Okay, well, the fact is we've spent a lot of money, and yeah, there's probably some areas where it has been successful, Jay, but it hasn't been successful in ending poverty, and we've spent trillions of dollars.
That's very true, but we spend money trying to do a lot of things that haven't been successful, like the war on drugs, like Iraq. And how come it is that we don't hear any complaints about open-ended programs like all the money we're throwing down the tubes in Iraq, but we hear about it on the war on poverty? The fact is that
You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You move to improve the system. And these folks don't want to improve it because what they really want is they want to maintain their own class status. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. I got to get the news.
Jay Martin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Try it before you buy it. We know when you try it, you'll buy it because it works. What is it? It's Lovido. L-O-V-I-D-O. Energizing and invigorating hundreds and thousands of satisfied customers in Europe. Now available in the U.S. for the first time with this exclusive free offer. Improve the quality of your life, elevate your energy level, increase your stamina, and most importantly, boost your sex life. We'll give you a number to call to receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. Lovido is an all-natural supplement containing our patented blend of synergistic ingredients, clinically proven to boost physical, mental, and sexual energy. Don't let age stop you from living life to the fullest. Call now and feel the power of Lovido. You will not be disappointed. Call 1-866-4-Lovido now and receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. That's 1-866-4-Lovido. Just take care of the shipping and handling. 1-866-4-L-O-V-I-D-O. Supplies are limited. Call 1-866-4-Lovido.
Jay Martin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick, live in Minneapolis.
Conditions on the river, even more treacherous than yesterday.
Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek just moments ago describing the conditions divers will face shortly as they try to recover more victims from Wednesday's bridge collapse, swift currents, and dangerous debris.
The divers will be taking extreme caution. We will be slow and methodical during our search operations today.
At least eight people are thought to still be missing. The death toll was raised this morning to five. The investigation into why this collapse occurred has been helped along by a video of that collapse and some new computer software, which may help investigators reconstruct what happened. Live in Minneapolis, I'm Cammie McCormick.
And I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. The Federal Highway Administration is urging states to inspect all bridges similar to the span that fell in Minnesota. National Transportation Safety Board Chief Mark Rosenkerr insists people should not be overly concerned about bridge safety nationwide, but he is stunned by the scene in Minnesota.
I've never seen anything this catastrophic before, and I hope I never do again.
Rosenkerr says nothing's being ruled out as investigators search for the cause of the collapse. President Bush visits the scene tomorrow. Laura Bush will be there today. I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
The job market cooled off a bit in July, but it didn't fall off a cliff. A report from the Labor Department within the hour put job growth last month at 92,000. Unemployment edged up a notch to 4.6%. Another mortgage lender bites the dust. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
That's right, Frank. Pink slips going out today to 90% of the 7,400-strong workforce at American Home Mortgage. It stopped issuing new mortgages yesterday. Company executives citing the deteriorating market conditions, which have forced several dozen lenders out of business in recent months. The worsening credit crunch threatens to put more downward pressure on house prices and more upward pressure on mortgage costs. Frank?
In big cities, New York, Los Angeles, others, young women are making more money than young men. That's a first, but sociologist Andrew Beveridge says it's not surprising.
The major reason is the fact that women are so highly educated in New York.
Police say it was no random street crime. The broad daylight murder of Oakland newspaper man Chauncey Bailey, Mayor Ron Delano.
In the search for truth and the search for clarity, I found him a refreshing person.
Bailey was the editor of the Oakland Post. His publisher there suspects the shooting may have had something to do with his work. In Bangladesh and across northern India, monsoon rains are taking a terrible toll. Floods have killed upwards of 200, driven millions from their homes, and wiped out crops. Senior administration official says the date for a multinational Washington conference on climate control has been set, September 27th and 28th. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Aflac for small business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my, my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to AflacSB.com. Aflac for Small Business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR on select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The daughter charged with killing her mother in Lafayette last February due in a Boulder courtroom today. 15-year-old Tess Dahm and her 17-year-old boyfriend Brian Grove will be arraigned for the murder of Linda Dahm. A friend who helped dispose of the 52-year-old woman's body, Jared Guy, has agreed to testify against the daughter and her boyfriend. That college punter allegedly attacked by his knife-wielding backup has told a Greeley jury he once considered sharing an apartment with a former teammate who's now accused of assaulting him. Rafael Mendoza was stabbed in the leg in last September's attack. Former punter Mitch Kozat is standing trial, charged with attempted murder one. And Colorado officials say roughly 3% of nearly 3,800 bridges across the state should be replaced, but there's not enough money to do it. A CDOT spokeswoman says they don't plan to make changes in their inspection program. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're still enjoying a pretty decent ride around the metro area for this Friday morning. Not a lot going on. Just busier highways now. Usual stretch there, southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen, and, of course, getting into downtown. Have a couple of wrecks off the highway. One is northbound Broadway, just north of Yale. We also have problems northbound Monaco at Alameda. And if you are headed through Castle Rock, we do have a crash on the ramp from southbound I-25 to Plum Creek Parkway. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today. Partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thundershowers, high of 89. Currently, little overcast, 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a spicy Southwest breakfast burrito, crispy jalapeno strips, and a creamy chipotle sauce, together with fluffy eggs, sausage, and cheese in a warm flour tortilla. And don't forget, Sonic's now open at 6 a.m. and serves their full menu all day.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it during the August savings event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From August 2nd through the 6th, save 25% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save $8 a gallon on Duration coatings and 25% on select wall coverings, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday, August 6th for painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I got finished eating my breakfast. Hold on. Good. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, it's Friday morning. Good to have you along. High today, 89. Chance of thunderstorms, 40%. To Steve in Highlands Ranch last hour, I wasn't insinuating that you're not intelligent. I wasn't insinuating that you're not smart. I think you're very smart. I think you're very articulate. I think you're very well-spoken. And we all, left or right or in the middle or whatever, we all glom onto talking points and selling points, and we all use them. Here's some email from am760.net. This is from Tom. Those same people who say education is the key to getting out of poverty want to do away with public education. I don't get it. Yeah, you know what? That's very, very true. This is also from Tom. This is from a different Tom. Minneapolis bridge collapse. To paraphrase a Bill Clinton campaign slogan, it's the infrastructure, stupid. How ironic is it that Minneapolis is at one end of the Mississippi River and New Orleans is at the other, a major tributary charting the failures of the Bush administration? Well, on this, though, you got to be fair. And you got to say that Democrats are as much responsible for the situation of the infrastructure as Republicans are, because this is an issue that it comes up, but when it does come up, it's usually way down the list. It's not a priority, and we face problems with this, not only what you see in Minneapolis, but all over the country. Matter of fact, they're closing a bridge in St. Louis today, and we face the same problems here in Colorado, and we're going to have to address that. And what you're going to get is you're going to get the John Calderas and the others of the world who are going to come forward, and they're going to start yelling their heads off about privatization. They're going to start going crazy about that. And there's a news story here this morning that more than 70,000 bridges across the country are rated structurally deficient, like the span that collapsed in Minneapolis, and engineers estimate repairing them all would take at least a generation and cost more than $188 billion. That works out to at least $9.4 billion a year over 20 years, according to the American Society of Civil Engineers. The bridges can carry an average of more than 300 million vehicles a day. All right, so what are we going to do about this? Are we going to let it go, or are we going to get busy on it? Well, we should get busy on it, but we're stretched, right? I mean, this is one of the problems that we have. We're stretched. We're stretched money-wise. And why are we stretched money-wise? Well, how many corporations have gotten big tax breaks, made big money off the war in Iraq and off other things connected with the government? And that was my point also to Steve last hour, is that right-wing selling point, that whole talking point about, well, the difference is the left believes that a village is the government, and the right believes that the village is an organization or private enterprise. No, the right uses the government to enhance its special interests and then sells it back to the American public as being the government's evil and worship on the mantle of private enterprise. And there's nothing wrong. Like I was saying yesterday, there's nothing wrong with private enterprise. Businesses are great. There's nothing wrong with it all. There's nothing wrong with making money. There's nothing wrong with having money. There's nothing wrong with any of that stuff. There's something wrong with it. And this whole idea that, well, are you left of center? Then how come you don't sit on a dirt floor and burn a candle and eat a bowl of brown rice? Well, a lot of us are not like, say, the folks that are on the Pearl Street Mall in Boulder. I like expensive, high-end sports cars. I like watches. Those just happen to be two of my deals. I've made a lot of money, and I've also made no money. But I'm not against money. And I don't think you are either. But it's how you acquire it. And also, it's about the fairness of the system in getting it. And they always couch it in these kind of ridiculous arguments about, well, redistribution of wealth. But you know, you look at a country where there's massive redistribution of wealth upward, and they have social turmoil. I've run this by countless people. Countless people I've run this by. And if there's any conservatives out there who want to call in and come after me about this, go ahead. But where has this worked? See, the problem is balance. We need balance very badly in this country, and maybe in a lot of ways I don't belong on this radio station. And the reason I say that is because I can't buy everything that people on the left have to say. And I get these emails about, well, why are you attacking people who are to the left of you? Well, I'm not attacking them. I'm just questioning them. I think there's a lot of people out there who want balance, who are in the middle, but they're stuck. And the reason they're stuck is because there's nowhere for them to turn. And we're spoiled as Americans. I am, you are, we all are. The reason I say that is because we all want something for nothing. We don't want to have to pay for anything. And we will do things like send our sons and daughters to war so that we don't have to pay the same gas prices that they have to pay in Europe. I mean, we'll do all of these things. And there are very few people out there in the public realm who really have what it takes to tell the truth about anything. But the whole dialogue is dominated by people who are sitting on the extremes. That's basically what it is. It's all dominated by people who are water carriers for extreme ideas. And if you're just a little bit left of center, or you're in the middle, or maybe you're just a tad bit conservative, maybe you're liberal socially, and you're conservative fiscally, let's say. Well, I'm doing a lot of politics here this morning, aren't I? There's nowhere for you to go. There's no place for you to turn, because it's all extremism. And that's what's really sad. And I don't know how many of you are planning on doing this summer, taking what's left of the summer, taking a road trip and going somewhere. But if you do, go up and on the radio dial and just listen. Listen to what's out there. It's disgusting. And it's disgusting only in the sense that it's disgusting on a lot of levels. I mean, you can't get any feel for what's going on locally in any towns because all of the programming is all syndicated and piped in from some other place. But it's disgusting because it's all extremism. It's all extremism and craziness and bizarre, over-the-top claims and all kinds of weird stuff. And so if you're like an everyday person, if you're like an everyday American, you don't have anywhere to go. There's nothing to listen to because these guys are all too extreme. And I've given examples on here before about that extremism, about statements that are made, and about how this stuff's twisted around. And that's what we really need. You know what we really need? What we really need is we need a political party in this country that talks to the mainstream, that talks to the everyday person who is not an extremist. You know, somebody out there who wants to raise their kids in a decent society, who doesn't really care what their neighbors are doing in the sense of their sexual lives, that they really don't care if two men are living together or two women are living together. All of this extreme stuff that goes on. You know, and that's what we're faced with. And that's why, to me, I just get turned off by all this stuff on so many different levels. You know what? Stop the extremism and let's just fix the problems. And, okay, are we going to agree all the time? No. But we got one bond that unites all of us. You know what that bond is? That bond is our love of country and our love of our community. What more do you need? Okay, so you're telling me that we can't come to some kind of reasonable agreement on something? Well, the reason we can't is because you can't come to an agreement with somebody who makes extreme statements. All conservatives are bad. The Democrats are the party of Al-Qaeda. That's not going to get you any place. And stop with the talking points, which is what I was trying to say to Steve. Stop with the talking points. All right. 303-713-7600 is open phones. I've run my yap enough, and now it's your turn to talk. And you know what? Here's the thing. If you don't talk, you don't get off your half moons, you don't get involved, you don't call. And I know it takes a little bit of sacrifice of time in the morning. But if you don't get involved and you don't call, then what John and I will do is we'll just start picking out our favorite music and playing it. Because we don't have any problem with that at all. Okay? And we like some really disgusting stuff. So, well, I'm telling you, man, we'll suck. Listen. I mean, we'll burn it down, baby.
Honey, were you able to get that set in grease stain out of my shirt?
Oh, no. The washing machine is gone.
Really? Where'd it go?
Out the window.
Okay.
You know you make me wanna...
Frustrated with set in stain? Don't take it out on the washer. Shout it out with Shout Advance. With 70% more stain fighters, nothing lifts stains better.
So where's my shirt?
Oh, it's drying.
Yeah?
Yeah, in the fireplace.
Of course.
Set in stain? Shout it out with Shout Advance. S.C. Johnson Family Company.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out 300 Lonely Hearts and Hot Fuzz. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Again, with those isolated showers in the afternoon and a high of 92. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's hot, hot, hot. The hot summer sale at every ARC thrift store this Saturday. They're giving you half off nearly everything in the entire store. Getting over 20,000 items per week per store means you're sure to find a deal. ARC's hot summer sale means half off this Saturday.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
720, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. I want to get together with you. It's a chance for you and I to meet. I'd love to meet you. Love to sit there and talk to you. And we have a chance to do that tomorrow between noon and 4 at the Adams County Fair. Now, the Adams County Fair is going on now through Sunday. At the Adams County Regional Park, visit AdamsCountyFair.com for dates and times and all the events out there that they've got going. But it's a chance for you and I to get together. I'm going to be at the Rockies booth with Shag Mann and Officer Odell tomorrow between noon and 4. Now, Shag Mann and Officer Odell will be there Sunday from noon until 4, but I'm going to be there tomorrow between noon and 4. We'll spin the prize wheel, win some great prizes, no purchase necessary. So come hang with us. It's going to be really a great time, and I'd love to get together, and I'd love to meet you. And don't forget about Sunday. Sunday is Rocky's Autos Day. All carnival rides at the fair are just a dollar. So make plans to come out tomorrow between noon and 4, and we'll get together and we'll hang. For great deals and matching down incentives, see my buds at Rocky's 63rd and Federal. They are great people. And somebody said to me yesterday, well, you act like they're your family, and they are. I mean, some of these guys are lifelong friends, and I've known them for years. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 9, Rockies is the home of the largest selection of clean late model, previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Get out there and see Marvin Tom Elshier, Tom and Marv Elshier, Colby Harris, Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Adolph, Juan, all the folks at Rockies. Man, they're good people and a great place to buy a vehicle. So see you tomorrow at the Adams County Fair between noon and 4. I'll be at the Rockies booth. Come by and say hey.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
Why wait for someday to organize your finances? Open a Wells Fargo checking account with free account alerts today. They're alerts sent to your email or mobile device to let you know about things, like when your balance is low or when a credit card payment is due. Seize your someday. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
John Edwards has criticized Democratic rival Hillary Clinton for taking more than $20,000 in donations from News Corp. Should she give it back? More details are coming out about the bridge that collapsed in Minneapolis. We'll give you the latest. And Congress is finishing up business at the nation's capital before the August recess. What's left on the table? And Defense Secretary Robert Gates has admitted that political reform in Iraq is tougher than what they thought it would be.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7. Chance of thunderstorms, high today 89. Don't want to participate in the show? Fine, we'll just play music. Don't you love this? This is swinging and groovy, isn't it? J. Marvin, listener participation bond. Well, you know you want to call. You know you have something on your mind. But if you want to hold out, we'll just play this song over and over again. Constantly. This reminds me when I used to shortwave listen. Radio Nederlands in Hilversum, Holland used to play this song. And dedicate it to people listening in North America. Radio Nederlands from Hilversum, Holland.
One request to stop the music.
This is so groovy, isn't it? Doesn't this make you want to wear vinyl go-go boots and tight pants? All right, enough. Even I can't take it. Well, actually, I could. Because I can take anything. Some of the radio stations I've worked at, hey, man, listen, some of the crap we played, trust me. If I can put up with John Denver and Olivia Newton-John, I can take anything. Barbara in Englewood. Barbara, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Hi.
There are so many things that are on my mind. I'm just like, just floating around. I think you just said that it would cost like $188 billion to do the corrections or the, you know, the things that need to be done to the infrastructure or the bridges.
Yeah, the correct figure would be $188 okay. billion, and it would take
10 years.
10 years.
Okay. If we invested that $188 billion in the infrastructure, not only would we improve that, look at the jobs we would create. Look at the tax money that would come back to the community. There's nothing but a plus in that investment.
But you know what they're going to say when you bring that up. What they're going to say is yeah, but that's socialism and...
No, it's not socialism.
And we had that in this country when we had the WPA and other stuff and during
and
the Depression.
And they were positive.
And it worked, but you listen to some of these people talk, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt is like, Joseph Stalin.
Well, you just have to say, what are the options? Tell me what the options are. So we just really need to address that. The other thing, when you talk about, you know, people that are on programs to help them come up, you know, social programs, I want to see any of these people who have these kind of notions about the people they're talking about, who've ever talked to any people, who've ever gone into any communities and talked to them. I worked with a woman who lived in public housing in Memphis. She was so frustrated because she wanted to buy a house, and she made enough money, and she worked in a job that, you know, would allow her to do that. except she had to keep turning her checks into to the housing authority, and her rent was so much because of the amount of money that she earned, she was stuck there.
Well,
she eventually
yeah.
got out. But they need to look at those things and see these programs, so many of them, have such restrictions on people, it holds them down.
Well, yeah, there are people who get caught. You're right. They get caught at these income gaps, whether it's housing or
right.
it's medical care.
Right. The other thing, medical care. People that talk about privatizing insurance. I have a daughter with Down syndrome. When she was born, we got a call. We had a restaurant. Got a call. This guy wanted to give us a quote on insurance. And we said, my husband said, well, I have a daughter who, you know, was just born with Down syndrome. And he said, we wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. So go ahead. You know, let's say, what are the people who have problems? Where are they going to get insurance?
Well, the people who criticize all of that have no plans themselves. And plus, on top of that, they really don't care.
Right.
I mean, they just basically... It's like I said yesterday. All right, let's confront what the real agenda is. And what the real agenda is, I got mine. I'm going to keep mine. I don't give a damn about you. And if you step forward and say, but wait a minute, I understand that, but we're talking about a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old child or a 15-year-old.
Anybody.
Well, I don't care. I mean, but they're not going to say that. They'll come up with some other kind of...
Right. I know. I'm just saying. I have a friend who, her mother lived in a small house in Iowa. You know, just basically she died, and it was sold for $40,000. And her mother had talked about the tax cuts. And my friend lives in like a $1 million house. She's not by any way in want. And she took her mother for a ride, showing her all these houses. And her mother was just like, oh, they're beautiful, they're beautiful. She's like, Mother, don't you feel sorry for these people? And her mother said, what do you mean? And she says, well, these are the people you want the tax cuts for.
Yeah. Well, it's very true. I mean, what you're saying, all people have to do is go and look at where the top 1% to 5%, where they get their money and where it comes from, and then go back and look at the pattern, okay, using social issues and talking points and motivated greed to get everyday people, everyday Americans in this country, to vote against their own
self-interest.
Thanks. I got to go. I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Becky in Greeley. Becky, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So I have a couple of things to say real quick. One, you know, we're talking about not wanting to pay the gas prices over in Europe. Well, the thing is that over in Europe, their public transportation systems are incredible. I live up in Greeley. Our public transportation is pathetic. I work in Loveland, and I work in Fort Collins. Work for a health system at two different hospitals, and I would gladly take public transportation. Problem is, I can't do it. It all comes down to infrastructure. We don't have the money to fund these things because we're too busy, you know, funding a war in Iraq. The amount of money that we've spent over there, we could have totally changed things in our own country. And I'm just frustrated.
Well, I think a lot of people are frustrated with the money that we're spending. I think a lot of people feel the way you do. And then the other thing is, have you ever considered this about public transportation? We have a real aversion to public transportation. There's something I'm one of the worst sinners of this of all time. We're in love with our automobiles.
Well, yeah.
We're in love with our automobiles. I'm a perfect example of that. I never met a car I didn't like.
See, and I know you worked in Chicago for a while, so you know what the
transportation
system is.
Yeah, I worked there three times.
But,
you know, that's how I grew up. You took the bus if you wanted to go somewhere. We had cars, but if there was an alternative and you didn't have to pay that parking or you didn't have to waste the gas, you hopped on the train, you know? And I don't have the option to do that where I live. And I think about the amount of jobs that could be created and what the lady before me was saying, you know, if we fixed what needed to be fixed, that would be jobs, that would be security. And, you know, I'm a socialist. I have no problem saying that. I really believe that the government should help those who can't, and I believe that the government should help everybody equally. You know, social programs are there for a reason.
Well, I don't think that necessarily makes you a dyed-in-the-wool socialist. I think what it makes you is a realist in the fact that you have to have somewhat of a mixed situation, because if you don't, then you go too far. It was like I was talking before about balance. You go too far in one direction, and it doesn't work. I mean, when you have a large a gap between the haves and have-nots, you have social turmoil.
And here's what I see. Every single day when I go to work, like I said, I work at two hospitals. I see kids come in or parents come in who didn't have the money to get the primary care. Their insurance didn't cover it, or they don't have insurance, and they're using the ER, and they come in and find out they've got diabetes or they've got cancer, and had they gotten in right away when the warning signs were first there, they wouldn't have lost their leg or they wouldn't have died.
Well, that's right, because preventive medicine is always the best way to go, and it's also a cost cutter, too. Thank you, Becky. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay. You have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. And by the way, one thing about Chicago, for those of you that live there, one of the reasons why people there use public transportation a lot, too, is because, man, it costs an arm and a leg. I mean, an arm and a leg to park downtown. It's expensive. It is expensive. And I remember the days when I worked for radio stations that were cheap, which is basically all my life. And did they give you a parking allowance? No. You didn't get one. So you had to shave that immediately off whatever you got paid. And I was lucky in some circumstances because I worked off hours. So the parking was lower. But man, you park there in the middle of the day, you pay. 303-713-7600 to two lines open. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, get off your half moons. You don't participate. We'll go back to the Spanish flea. Or maybe we should ask Gina, who is the queen of liking obnoxious songs.
Thanks, Jay.
What song irritates you the most? Do you think of any song?
Yeah, we talked about this once before, and I can't think of the name of the quote artist right now. Loving You, that one where she goes.
Oh, Minnie Riperton.
Yes.
Loving
yes,
you.
Yes, that's it.
Is easier.
Yeah. I used to hate that when I worked in Top 40 radio. It's like, oh, my God. Also in country, too. Okay, you want to know what one of the worst songs of all time is?
Yeah.
I don't even know if we have it, John. The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. That song sucks so bad. Kenny Rogers sucks.
Yeah, I don't like him.
The only song he's ever done which was any good was, which I wish we had, because I'd love to hear it, is Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town.
Oh, that's a cool song.
Which was written by Mel Tillis.
There you go.
We don't even have it.
Wow.
You painted up your hair, you go.
Where's Minnie Riperton?
With the little birds chirping in the background.
Loving you is easier.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Turk has to fast forward it to the part where she hits that real high note.
I think she's muerto. I think she's taking a
is
dirt
she?
Nap.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to do a Google on that. That high note probably killed her.
So we don't have a Ruby don't take your love to town? We don't? God. Do we have The Gambler by Kenny Rogers? Oh, sure, we've got to have that, because everybody has to be nauseated with that pile of crap. That's my suggestion to KYGO to be continue to be like one of the biggest country radio stations in America. Bob called the general manager over there. Just play this song all the time, okay? And you'll get, you know, people will be real turned on. So do we have it? Do we have the Kenny Rogers? Oh, jeez. You know what that's like? I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but you know what that's like when she hits that high note?
What?
It's like having your testicle taken off with a laser.
Jay.
How would you know that?
I wouldn't, but I can envision it. God. Oh, here we go.
Train bound for nowhere. Met up with a gambler.
Oh, is this the worst?
So we took turns of staring out the window.
Oh.
Boredom overtook us, and he began to speak.
What was he thinking?
He said, son,
money.
There you go.
Out of reading people's faces.
You know, and the sad thing is, he's really got a very unique, really cool voice.
I can see you're out of aces for a taste of your whiskey.
But this is like,
I'll give you some advice.
This is just shameful garbage pimping music.
And he drank down my last swallow.
All right, Turk. Can it. Enough. I can't believe we don't have Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town. What a drag we don't have that. That's such a great song. We have any Roger Miller? John? We have any Roger Miller? Bet you we don't have any of that either. Do you remember Roger Miller?
Sure. But I don't remember.
We don't even have any Roger Miller. Well, you know what somebody out there is saying, don't you? At 7:40, 40 minutes before the hour. You know what they're saying.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that old guy on the radio, and he keeps wanting to play this old crap, and we don't give a damn about it. Get relevant. Talk about something relevant. Play something relevant. Okay. How about Ludacris? Do we have any Ludacris? No, we can't play any of that.
Of course we have Ludacris.
We can't play that because of the lyrics.
We got like 40 cuts.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
Is that what you were pumping iron to yesterday?
Yeah, Ludacris. I sure was. Okay, we'll take calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Right now, though, we'll get to... You like my comment about Minnie Riperton? I'm sure that'll land me in the front office. Somebody will complain. Right now we get to traffic with Gina.
Okay, well, we had a couple of wrecks, both actually outside the metro area, southbound I-25 in the Platteville area, right near Highway 66. Stop-and-go traffic right through that area between Meade and Lyons. And then we have one down south through Castle Rock. That's not a real big deal, but it's on the ramp, your exit ramp from southbound 25, the Plum Creek Parkway. Otherwise, it's been pretty uneventful here in the metro area. Still have good speeds for the most part around the metro, except for that southbound 25 stretch through Thornton and North Glen. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy skies expected, but we'll get some scattered afternoon thundershowers, high of 89 currently, little overcast, 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Or visit Bonfils.org. Live, give with Bonfils Blood Center.
Is your air conditioning not performing during this heat? Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control announces 20% off your diagnosis fee while it's hot. Call 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010. Cancun's licensed technicians specialize in air conditioning, plumbing, drains, and saving you money. Cancun can deal with all makes and brands, so call them today and get 20% off right now at 303-373-1010. It's as easy as 373-1010 for Cancun Plumbing and Climate Control, your air conditioning, plumbing, and drain specialist.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When it comes to getting the best gas mileage from your car, you can count on AutoZone to help. A tune-up with new spark plugs will keep your engine running more efficiently, saving you money at the pump. And now, for a limited time at AutoZone, save a dollar on each Bosch Platinum Plus spark plug and 50 cents on each Bosch Super Plus spark plug. It's a mail-in rebate. See store for details. Save cash on gas. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, I just took all of Billy's art off the fridge.
Yeah?
There's a problem. Come look.
Problem? What could possibly be the... Oh, man.
I know. The fridge is uglier than I remember.
Looking for a good reason to update your appliances? Try a Home Depot gift card up to a $250 value by mail-in rebate when you buy a major appliance. But hurry in. Offer ends soon. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 5th in U.S. only. Minimum purchase $297. Void or prohibited. See store for details.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere?
Now, this is Vietnam era stuff.
The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Ruby, don't take your love to town.
Yeah, Ruby.
It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian.
Don't take your love to town. All right, 7:45, 45 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms high today, 89. It's open phones, 303-713-70, 600 back on the phones. We go to Diana in Greeley. Diana, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Can you tell me what's going on with Michael Moore and the subpoena that the White House gave him?
Oh, yeah, the Justice Department is after him for going to Cuba without an authorized permission, because it is not illegal to go to Cuba, but it is illegal to spend American currency on the island. And it's the case has been this has been disputed before in court, and the government has won each and every time. And when Bill Clinton was the president and Janet Reno was the attorney general, the Justice Department was somewhat lax on this, but with Bush and Gonzalez, they are not lax on it. And in fact, and Congress went along with this, they changed the fine structure to up it to more money now than it has been in the past. It used to be that they caught you, which, by the way, it's easy to go and not get caught, but if they caught you, they would fine you $10,000 and make you sign a promise that you wouldn't go do it again. Now they're talking about more money, and they're also talking about jail time. And so the reason they're subpoenaing Michael Moore is they want to examine how and what went on and what he did when he went there, and if he spent any money. And that's basically what that's about.
Uh-huh. So do you think that he's going to spend jail time? Do you think it'll go that far?
I don't know, because
And how can we support him? What can we do?
Well, I don't know what you can do. First of all, I don't know if it'll go that far. Second of all, I don't know what you can do, but I think that it raises a bigger question. I think it's a question that this country should have examined a long time ago and refuses to examine, because we are politically held hostage by the Cuban exile community in Florida and also in New Jersey. This whole idea that you and I can't go there and that we can't see what's going on and that we can't spend any money there. We can't trade with them. We can't sell goods. That should have been examined a long, long time ago, because here's the thing. Okay, here's where this is stupid. The best way to democratize people and the best way to get people interested in democracy and freedom, and also capitalism, by the way, is to allow your own citizens to go there and sell themselves and the product through interaction with the Cuban people. And number two, the other thing about it is the Cuban government, and Fidel is still doing this. He wrote an essay in Granma, which is one of the state party papers. This essay was in there earlier this week about Cuba's ongoing struggle with the United States. They've used the United States as a catch-all and a boogeyman to cover up for their mistakes and their failures, and they blamed it on us. Now, some of the things that they have blamed us with doing, they're absolutely correct. Most Americans do not have, and don't take the time, because the Cold War is over with, they don't look into the things we have done to them in the past, which is financed and paid for exiles, doing all kinds of sabotage and damage, which goes far beyond the Bay of Pigs. So what they say in that regard, some of that's very, very true. But a lot of the problems that they have comes from the fact that it's a small island with 11 to 12 million people. It doesn't have a diversified economy. They have poor state central planning. They do not have innovation because they don't encourage it. And they've used this country as a cover-up device. So if you want to help Michael Moore and you want to change the dialogue on this, then sit down today and take 20 or 30 minutes and send Salazar and Allard and your congressperson an email and tell them that you believe that it's time to change the archaic rules about travel and about trade with Cuba.
I will do it.
All right?
Okay. And about yesterday you were talking about American cars.
Okay, hang on a second. I'll put you the phones on. I got to come right back. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with those wrecks outside the highway, southbound I-25 at Highway 66 if you're in the Platteville area. And we had one southbound I-25, your exit ramp to Plum Creek Parkway if you're headed through Castle Rock. Otherwise, pretty good shape, although we still had a wreck affecting northbound Broadway north of Yale. Watch out, left lane block there. Weather outlook.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out 300 Lonely Hearts and Hot Fuzz. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Hi, HQ. Reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Assurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
Some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance with easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the environment. But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
I heard about a place that's having the biggest sale over this weekend, and I don't want to miss it, but I don't remember the name of the place.
Premier Business Listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Of Sleep Number beds with an exclusive multi-layer comfort system that helps balance your temperature as it fluctuates throughout the night so you sleep more comfortably. They've even further enhanced the Sleep Number bed with a new comfort material. These materials offer plush cradling and extra support, and queen sets start at under $1,000. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. You really have to experience these new Sleep Number beds for yourself. The new Sleep Number beds are only available at select comfort stores. And just in time for back to school, check out the new Sleep Number 101 student bed. The collection features a portable Sleep Number bed, and now you can take personalized comfort back to school. But you got to hurry because the student body, student bed, is only available while supplies last. Visit a select comfort store today and see how you can get deep, restorative sleep that you need and deserve. Select Comfort stores are located in 12 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, one of my favorite places, Promenade Shops at Centuria, and Northfield at Stapleton, another one of my favorite places. And don't forget about the brand new location at the 29th Street Mall.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-900-6436. That's 1-800-900-6436. 1-800-900-6436.
Experience the thrill of BCS Big 12 Division I College Football as your team, the CU Buffs, battle past national champions Florida State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska in Buffalo Territory at Folsom Field. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-49-BUFFS or online at CUBUFFS.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Oh, is she doing a full frontal femininity today? You know, like, hello, give me Radio Tokyo. 55 minutes away from the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms, high today 89. Let me go back to Diana, who had one of the things you want to add about automobiles, Diana. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I'm in my 60s, okay, and I remember Ford when they brought out the Pinto, and it was like a bomb. I remember seeing pictures of a Pinto in a street on fire, and the people died in that crash.
Yeah, it was those were terrible cars, no question.
And they opted not to fix that. They knew there was a problem. And they opted not to fix it, rather just to settle the lawsuits. And people died, burned to death. And I thought, back then, okay, you know, American was the best. No American would screw over another American so badly, but they did. And I thought, I was just absolutely outraged. And I thought they should never be able to sell another car in this country again. That's how I felt.
Well, but see, that. Yeah, but in the end, who do they really hurt? They hurt themselves.
Well, they're still standing.
Because, well, yeah, but they're struggling tremendously.
Good. Yeah, they ought to be.
Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, yes, what they did wasn't right. But now you've got a whole generation. I mean, you've got totally different vehicles. You got totally different people working there, and it's like the guy who called yesterday said this about American-made automobiles, and he's right about this, that the hangover from all of those days still lingers. But in reality, Detroit is turning out some really nice cars. they're turning out some really, really nice cars. The thing is, people have to take the time to go in there and test drive them and look at them. But they are turning out nice automobiles.
Yes. And wasn't there something to, well, and you're right. I mean, this goes clear back, and I'm still, like, carrying this grudge.
Well, but you know what? You're not alone. I think a lot of people are, but what they've got to do is go ahead and buy a foreign car if that's what you want, but go in to an American car dealership and at least go test drive some and see what you think and at least give them a fair hearing. I got to go get Christy. Thank you, Diana.
Bye.
All right, Christy Harvey, coming up next here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Kathy McCormick, live in Minneapolis.
We believe that the number of missing and unaccounted for are down to 8.
But the search for victims of Wednesday's bridge collapse has gotten more difficult. Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek describing the conditions that yesterday prompted a suspension of the search.
Very hazardous, and today it doesn't get any better. In fact, I'd venture to say it probably gets worse.
The death toll was raised this morning to 5. The body of a truck driver was recovered. When divers head into the waters of the Mississippi again shortly, they'll be looking at 9 targets, which may be more submerged vehicles. Live in Minneapolis, I'm Cammie McCormick.
I'm Steve Kathan. Washington wants all states to check the 700 steel deck truss bridges, similar to the one in the Twin Cities. Transportation official Jeff Briggs is doing that in his state, Missouri.
We're going to check them very, very carefully to make sure there's not even the smallest imperfection.
And more than 70,000 bridges around the country are rated structurally deficient, like the one in Minneapolis. Fixing them could cost about $190 billion and last a generation. Civil engineer Don Hammack.
Maintenance is one of those things that doesn't get as much money as it should.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
This is Frank Setapani. July job growth came in weaker than expected at 92,000, but finance professor Peter Sperling says that's not a bad number.
Jobs are out there. Most people are finding jobs who are looking for jobs.
Construction, factory, and retailing jobs were harder to come by, but demand for teachers and health care and hotel workers picked up. Unemployment edged up a notch to 4.6%. Oh, this is a first. Young women in New York, Los Angeles, and other big cities are making more than young men.
Women are more likely to get through college. They're actually more likely to get through high school. Women are actually better educated now than men in general.
Sociologist Andrew Beveridge. A major Washington conference on the environment will take place toward the end of next month. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
The White House describes the meeting as the kickoff of the effort to have a climate change framework by the end of next year. In a letter to countries invited to the conference, President Bush says the U.S. will cooperate on a global effort to cut greenhouse gas emissions, but the administration will stand by its longtime opposition to any mandatory caps on those emissions.
Fisher-Price is recalling a million Chinese-made Sesame Street and TV character toys that could have dangerous levels of lead. But what if your child has already played with one? Dr. John Rosen says get to a pediatrician and get a blood test.
It's a very simple test. It can be done on a finger stick blood sample or a sample from the arm. It's a inexpensive, fast, very accurate test.
Wonder of wonders. Stevie Wonder says he's touring again. His first U.S. concert series in more than a decade opens in San Diego later this month. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 82 points. NASDAQ is down 17. This is CBS News.
Get the good stuff. Did you know the hot temperatures of summer can be tougher on your car's battery than the cold? That's true. That's why now's a great time to put a Napa battery under your hood. Like everything that carries the Napa name, Napa batteries are manufactured to the highest industry standards, with sizes to fit cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, tractors, and more. Replace your old battery today with a tough, dependable Napa battery. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Everyone's racing to participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships during Pit Stop Savings Day. Right now, make a pit stop to buy four Michelin or Fiat Goodrich tires, and you'll get a $50 gas card on us. Get our team of experts on your side. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Good job, guys.
Call 1-877-310-3673 for details, or see participating dealer before 9:30 07.
The triple deal from Comcast. Switch and save. Call 1-800-COMCAST.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Some tense moments for residents of Fort Collins last night as nearly 5 inches of rain fell on the city in 2.5 hours. No evacuations were ordered and no reports of any severe damage, although the Poudre Fire Authority says several canals, basements, and streets were flooded.
A lot of water just hanging around. It looks like there may have been some road damage.
The heaviest rain, 5.3 inches, fell about 3 miles southwest of Fort Collins, and that area could see the same today.
While the rest of the city received anywhere from 1 to 3 inches of rain.
Meteorologist Ashton Altieri. Federal safety officials are accusing the Denver Zoo of unsafe working conditions following the death of a zoo worker mauled to death by a jaguar. Ashley Pfaff was killed in February when the 140-pound animal pounced on her after getting into an employee access hallway through an open cage door. The zoo and Denver police concluded her death was caused by human error. And Frontier Airlines says President and CEO Jeff Potter going to be stepping down September 6th.
He has accepted another opportunity. It's outside of the airline industry.
Potter's new position won't be disclosed until next week, but he'll stay a member of the board of directors. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We do have a crash off on the right-hand shoulder, westbound I-70 near Monaco. So the shoulder is blocked there. We are seeing some delays between Holly and 270. So just be aware of that. Again, that's on the westbound side of I-70. So have that stop-and-go traffic southbound I-25 between Meade and Lyons. So be aware of that as well if you're headed through there. That was also due to a crash. Weather outlook today. Expect a partly cloudy day with scattered afternoon thunder showers and a high of 89. Tonight, some evening clouds and another chance for showers with a low of 63. Currently, partly cloudy, 69 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers, and you can save 10 cents per gallon at participating King Supers fuel centers. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Giving your house a whole new look will put a smile on your face. So will saving money on it during the August Savings Event at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. From August 2nd through the 6th, save 25% on our exceptional paints and stains. Save $8 a gallon on Duration coatings and 25% on select wall coverings, too. Hurry, sale ends Monday, August 6th for painting and decorating. For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, it was 7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 89. Thanks for swinging along with us this morning. Somebody sent me a nasty email for picking on Mini Ripperton. I'm sorry. Taking a dirt nap, Mini is. No more loving you. Okay. Speaking of loving people, this woman has the longest resume in the history of the broadcasting profession. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Center for American Progress, the Director of Strategic Communications and Editor of Mic Check, a daily preparation service for radio producers, talk show hosts, and even you, which you can check out at checkradio.org or go to AmericanProgress.org. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Christy Harvey. Christy!
Ta-da! Hello! How are you?
All right.
Good.
I'm hanging in here. How you been?
I have been really well, actually. Having a good time of it.
All right. Where do we want to start?
Oh, my gosh.
First of all, let me bounce this off you and see if I'm wrong or if you think I'm wrong.
Okay.
Okay. The infrastructure question. Been around for a long time. Democrats and Republicans both. In action. We needed to do something forever and a day. The bridge collapses in Minneapolis. The media and the cable news networks, they act as if this is the only thing going on. Now,
oh, absolutely.
Loss of life is terrible, but what? We didn't lose like 5,000 people.
It's a huge tragedy, and it's an important question, and part of me is happy they're doing it because maybe this is what it'll take for all of those other bridges out there that need work and need money to, you know, rebuild them and the infrastructure. Maybe this will get it done. But on the other hand, I'm like, I hate August. You know what I mean? The media seizes one story
right.
in August, be it Gary Condit, shark attacks, something, and they go nuts with it because there's nothing else really going on. So, yeah, and it just feels like it feels sort of dirty the way they're doing it, too. You know, the way they're just sort of feeding on crying children and people who've lost loved ones and saying, you know, tell us how you feel. It's leaving me with a bad taste.
It's just too much. It's overkill. I've got to the point where I go like, okay, well, I'll watch a Steve McQueen movie instead of watching the news, and then I can selectively the next day read the newspapers and look at the websites that I like to look at and skip all of this.
I'm so glad you said that. I was feeling so guilty. I got home last night and was like, okay, sit down, watch Olbermann, watch some news, get sort of caught up on things. I did for about 15 minutes, and then I was like, ooh, I have a Footballer's Wives saved on TiVo. I'm going to watch that instead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly. It's just enough's enough already. Okay, I mentioned this early on this morning, but let's bring it up again.
Sure.
Once again, George W. Bush, and I understand why he's doing this, because the idea is that if he goes to the knee pads for the likes of Glenn Beck, Neil Bortz, Hugh Hewitt, God, these guys are so boring on the air, Scott Hennen, Bill Bennett is like one of the worst, Michael Medved, also bad, Lars Larson, bad, Janet Parshall, bad, all of these, Hannity, all these guys. And I say they're bad because, and Mark Levin, who is terrible too, I say that they're bad not because I politically disagree with them, but because they're just bad on the air. If he goes to the knee pads and services these folks, then he hopes that what they'll do is they'll go out and they'll take his message and they'll carry water not only for him, but also for the GOP. But I maintain, wouldn't it have been a lot more interesting, and wouldn't it have been just a lot more interesting, and it would have set a kind of a unique message on his part,
right?
If he had invited the microscopic number of progressive talkers that are out there, and there, I'm sure there's some out there that I really wouldn't want to share the same room with, but if they invited. Progressive talkers to the White House, and he got into an exchange with people who, honest to God, don't agree with him and would, we hope, politely kind of, like, engage him in the discussion and
Jay,
get out of the bubble.
You're so sweet sometimes, but, yeah, that you're supposing that's he wants to learn, have an open exchange of ideas, hear new thoughts. No. Yes, that would be fantastic, but that's not what he wants to do. Yesterday, I think, was in part to say, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry that I upset you guys with my immigration legislation. Please be my friend again. And in part to try and manipulate the message because the White House is trying to, you know, get themselves involved in 2008 a little bit. So this was not about anything real yesterday. And if it had been, not one of those talk radio show hosts, all of whom are, you got to fess up, they're all blowhards. Not one of them mentioned they were going to a secret meeting at the White House. You know, if this hadn't been some sort of secret messaging sort of thing, I mean, think about it. They'd be all over the air sort of patting themselves on the back and talking about how cool they were because they got to go to 1600 Pennsylvania.
Yeah, the things that I could disclose about all of these folks that I know, I think it runs past more than them being blowhards. I think it runs past the idea that, you can be conservative and you can be entertaining.
Right.
Example of that would be a guy who doesn't work much anymore, but in his heyday was hysterical.
Who's that?
Was hysterical. Bob Grant, who used to do afternoons at WABC.
Okay.
And Bob Grant got fired for making the comment about Secretary of Transportation Brown, I believe it was. Didn't he? He died in a plane crash.
He did, yes.
Yeah, and Grant made some comment. I can't remember what it is. And he got fired from WABC for doing it. But Grant was extremely entertaining on the air. And Grant wasn't a cause-oriented talk show host. He was an entertainment-oriented talk show host. And he was fun to listen to.
Oh, and that's so much better. So much of the right-wing radio today is hate radio.
And these guys...
And it's just there to get people angry and mad and...
Yeah, these guys are all, like, cause-oriented.
Right.
And humorless. And when they do attempt humor, it's not bipartisan, genuinely funny humor. It's, I just don't know how to describe it. And you run down these folks. I mean, like Neil Bortz is an example. Now, Neil Bortz is not very good, but Neil Bortz lucked into this gig at WSB in Atlanta. And WSB in Atlanta is one of these radio stations where you could run a test tone and get listeners. Okay,
isn't that just what Neil Bortz is?
Well, because it has no competition, and
right.
Its competition is WGST, which has a crippled signal and is basically all syndicated. And WSB has been in Atlanta forever and a year, ever and a day. And Mark Levin is where he is because he is buddies with Sean Hannity. And Levin and Hannity are a product of this guy named Phil Boyce, who is the program director of WABC. And Mr. Boyce is one of the chief proponents of the idea that liberals or progressives cannot work on big stick talk stations, even though years ago we did, and I've had my run-ins with him. Bill Bennett may be a guy that you might want to take to Reno or Las Vegas or something.
I always get confused between Bill and his brother. Bill's the one who had a gambling problem, right?
His brother's the lawyer.
Right, okay.
Okay,
gotcha.
But Bill is terribly boring.
Oh, he's the one who writes all those morality books for little kids, isn't he?
Right, and he's got a gambling problem. And
right.
Michael Medved is a also ran movie reviewer who is not very good. Lars Larson is another guy who sucks. And Janet Parshall doesn't have any affiliates, so she blows too. So you got all these guys, and it's like it's awful. It's just bad radio. And good luck to George Bush, because there's nothing better than getting together for a night of stimulating conversation with people who see things exactly the way you do.
Woohoo! Party at the White House.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess anything's
like,
better than yet another night of Parcheesi and backgammon with Cheney, I guess.
Well, God, who wants to sit around and listen to, Neil Bortz pontificate about the world? Oh, jeez. Okay, boy, where do we want to go from here? I maintain that this whole bridge thing is good for the Bush administration, basically because it shoves them off the front page.
Right.
And so the Gonzales executive privilege thing is kind of flying under the radar now.
Oh, but he finally sent this really weird note yesterday. Did you see the note? Or maybe Wednesday.
Yeah, I wanted to know if he had a bong in his office when he wrote it.
It was so odd. It said that he... quote unquote, may have created confusion with his testimony. You're like, it's kind of confusing when people tell total lies. And they've got this very strange thing they're doing now, which is they're not really talking about the lie itself. And they're trying to parse within an inch of its life when the program got its name.
Right.
And, well, he was talking about a terrorist surveillance program, but he wasn't talking about the terrorist surveillance program, which, yes, is part of a, and you're just like, my God. It makes me feel like when I was 15 and used to say to my mom, well, you said I couldn't have a boy in the house when you were gone, but you didn't say I couldn't have a boy on the porch and that kind of thing where you just, like, torture it out until it just doesn't make any sense anymore.
He's doing exactly the same thing that these folks all screamed and yelled about and claimed Clinton was doing.
Oh, even beyond, though, because, you know, they won't even address what's actually going on. But luckily, Pat Leahy, I'm starting to really like that guy these days. He came out yesterday and was just like not buying any of it, which I was very happy to see. And he said that this is not the kind of testimony one should expect from top law enforcement officials of the United States. So this isn't over. They're not going to sit idly by and let it happen. But,
yeah, well, he's absolutely right. And by the way, the administration official who did show up, the ones who did show up were the lower-level ones, and I can't think of this guy's name, which, by the way, talk about Hillary Clinton's cleavage, interesting suit jacket the guy had on where it, like, didn't fit over his left arm or something. I can't remember what his name was. But Leahy, you know, Leahy asks him, well, what do you do at the Justice Department?
Right.
And the guy invokes executive privilege, like, oh, excuse me, you know, the committee, the senator, and more importantly, the American taxpayers have no right to know what they pay for.
Right.
How does that work?
This guy Scott Jennings, wasn't it? Was this Scott Jennings?
Yeah, it was Scott Jennings.
I know. Like, your bio is not classified unless you're... And they have no problem. That's what I love. They had no problem with an actual undercover agent like Valerie Plame, you know, just exposing her all over the place. But Scott Jennings, the coffee room guy...
Yeah, exactly.
Scott Jennings, the guy who fixes the Xerox machine, is privileged, classified. You know, don't say a word.
Yeah, exactly. The guy who runs to the copy machine, you know, and
making copy,
right? And calls CRW when everything collapses. This is the guy who can't. This is the guy who can't talk.
You know, let him testify.
Yeah, you know, he can't. This guy can't say anything.
I'm like, no wonder you're invoking executive privilege. You don't know anything. Like, how embarrassing to have to admit that, you know, you've never even actually met Rove.
Yeah,
so,
well,
and you have fun with that guy.
Yeah, and Leahy just looks at him. Leahy looks at him like he's just astonished.
Right.
Like, well, I don't get this. Even Arlen Specter got kind of testy about it.
Oh, my gosh. Specter is, yeah. I was really happy with him, too. Even, I thought of you, Jay. I was watching those blowhard talking head shows on Sunday with Newt Gingrich.
Oh, yeah.
And even Newt Gingrich was like, get this guy out of here. I was like, oh, my gosh, Jay's going to have a field day with that one. When Newt Gingrich comes out against a top Republican, you know things are pretty bad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because they realize that this guy's out of it. 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey with us from the Center for American Progress. Only thing is about this, last thing about the Gonzalez thing, which you and I talked about a couple of weeks ago. Now people are, like, taking sides about, does he resign or would he actually be impeached? And I maintain neither happens.
Yeah, I'm with you. Although I thought it was really interesting. Jay Inslee, who is a Democrat from Washington State,
right,
is the guy who this week started the whole impeachment dealings. And he and most of the other people who signed on to that, they're not your, God love them, Dennis Kuciniches of the group. I mean, they're really moderate, former prosecutors, very known to be very sort of quiet and not firebrands. They're very deliberate lawmakers, all who are very steeped in the law. So I thought that little twist to the impeachment proceedings was very interesting because it didn't come from where I was expecting it to come.
But it's not going to get off the ground.
Oh, no, it's not going to go anywhere, but I still thought it was interesting.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. Okay, a couple of other things here before we run out of time. This administration sold us on the idea that they were adults, they were responsible, and that they could run the machinery. But, uh-oh. We've lost 190,000 guns that were issued for the Iraqi security forces, and when we lost them, I wonder where they went.
Oops. I know. Yeah, the GAO, went and decided to, you know, check into. We've spent crazy amounts of money on the Iraqi security forces. We've spent upwards of $3 billion to train and to give weaponry to these insurgents. To the Iraqi security forces, many of whom then turn around and become insurgents. And so the GAO went to count the number of guns that we had just handed out willy-nilly over there and found out they had no idea where 190,000 guns are. That's big, because you know that these guns are then being used on Americans. So we have paid for the weapons that are going to kill troops. That is very wrong.
Yeah, either they've taken them and given them to them, or they're selling them. So,
right.
So there must be an Iraqi version of eBay.
Right.
where insurgents can get on and bid on firearms.
But we've been talking about this kind of thing forever, Jay. You can't run a war half-heartedly. And we threw, you know, 22-year-old kids over there for the beginning of the Reconstruction.
Right.
And no one is really willing to commit to coming up with an actual strategic plan. And when you have no plan, and when you have no oversight, and when you spend all of your time trying to protect Halliburton instead of watching out for your resources, this is the kind of thing that happens. It's just, it's really, really, I think we should be completely furious about this. 190,000 guns.
I do too. Okay, I don't know if you caught this one or not, but I now have total and complete newfound respect for Chris Dodd.
I like Chris Dodd.
All right, check this out.
Okay.
Chris Dodd and Bill O'Reilly, go at it. Listen to this.
You're a propagandist. I used to respect you.
No.
I don't have any respect for you. And if I were Joseph Lieberman, I would never talk to you again. Because this is vile, and you're legitimizing it.
You're
legitimizing it.
And if you would sit there and just be honest about your criticism here, rather than focusing on a few specific instances that everyone I know would find objectionable. That's not the issue here.
The issue is you're legitimizing a hateful website.
Can I please finish a thought with you here? That you object to the fact that 1,500 people are going to gather in Chicago representing hundreds of thousands of people who utilize this community gathering, this internet site, as a way to express their views every
day,
which is not a bad way to do this.
It's hard
at all.
To believe.
The fact that there are objectionable people who show up here on this site doesn't discredit everyone else who participates this in a wonderful way to share their views on a variety of subjects.
So why don't they name it the Little Boat
Site? Why are you continuing to attack
this? Look.
Isn't that amazing?
That's awesome. That is fantastic.
Bill-o.
Yeah, Chris Dodd.
Bill-o. He's such a jerk.
Well, and can't you just feel the spit coming out of his mouth when he gets all angry? That's O'Reilly at the beginning of there. You can just tell that he's just purple in the face and spitting and then trying to work himself up into some fake anger.
Poor Bill-o, because the bloggers at the yearly Coast Convention in Chicago don't particularly like him.
Oh, our guys are out there. The ThinkProgress.org team are out there and throwing a couple of parties and doing a couple of seminars. And they say it's absolutely phenomenal. It's just thousands of people all together, all with a mission and a purpose, and there's so much energy. So, I think Chris Dodd was right. That's what's scaring Bill O'Reilly, the fact that these bloggers and non-bloggers and media types and politicians are all rallying together, totally old school style, at a convention, I think scares the pants off of him.
Yeah, I do too. And you know what? And there are bloggers out there who are right-wing, and there are bloggers out there who also have written bad, you know, crummy things about me. But bloggers are the best. I love blogs, and I love everybody out there who does it, and I don't really care what their political orientation is, and as long as it scares Bill O'Reilly, then I'm all for it.
All
right, we're out of time, and I don't have anything cultural to say to you because I just don't. I don't know of anything that's going on.
It's Blues on the Bay this weekend. I'm going to the Chesapeake Bay Blues Festival to hear Aretha Franklin and Three Dog Night. That's something kind of cool.
Who else is on that bill besides Aretha Franklin?
Buddy Guy.
I know Buddy Guy.
Yeah, it's just this phenomenal blues festival they have every year right on the beach, right by the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and get a little culture in my system. How's
yeah,
that
well,
sound?
You won't like this comment, but I used to see a lot of blues on the north side in Chicago. Buddy Guy, the late Junior Wells, all those guys. That's a great chance for white people to go act black. And then they can, leave all of the burdens in this society that are imposed on African Americans and people of color, they can leave it after they leave and go home to suburbia.
Well, I was just actually looking forward to drinking beer in the sun with some music, but okay. Thanks, Jay. Appreciate that.
Oh, God, I
totally.
Love you. I love you. I'll talk to you next week.
Get the good stuff. Did you know the hot temperatures of summer can be tougher on your car's battery than the cold? That's true. That's why now's a great time to put a NAPA battery under your hood. Like everything that carries the NAPA name, NAPA batteries are manufactured to the highest industry standards, with sizes to fit cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, boats, tractors, and more. Replace your old battery today with a tough, dependable NAPA battery. NAPA. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
But more of those afternoon thundershowers. High of 89 today. Right now, partly cloudy and 69. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
If you're in sales or own your own business, what's your biggest challenge? Finding new sales leads. It's not easy. But now you can solve your challenge by taking the SalesGenie.com challenge. Challenge us to find you new sales leads. As the largest, most up-to-date provider of sales leads and mailing lists, we have millions of sales leads, so we're definitely up to the challenge. Are you? With one phone call, get a taste of what we're talking about and receive 100 free leads. By calling, we'll show you how the product works and you pick the leads you want. It's that easy.
It was so easy. They showed me how it worked and actually found leads for me. I instantly saw the value of the service and signed up for the year.
You know, after using SalesGenie.com, I could see how it was going to make prospecting so much easier.
Take the SalesGenie.com challenge today and get your 100 free sales leads, because you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248. 1-800-600-6248.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When it comes to getting the best gas mileage from your car, you can count on AutoZone to help. A tune-up with new spark plugs will keep your engine running more efficiently, saving you money at the pump. And now, for a limited time at AutoZone, save $1 on each Bosch Platinum Plus spark plug and 50 cents on each Bosch Super Plus spark plug. It's a mail-in rebate. See store for details. Save cash on gas. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Honey, I just took all of Billy's art off the fridge.
Yeah?
There's a problem. Come look.
Problem? What could possibly be the... Oh, man.
I know. The fridge is uglier than I remember.
Looking for a good reason to update your appliances? Try a Home Depot gift card up to a $250 value by mail-in rebate when you buy a major appliance. But hurry in. Offer ends soon. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Good through August 5th in U.S. only. Minimum purchase $297. Void or prohibited. See store for details.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, morning 6 to 10.
Just answer the question. Don't sit there and fool with me.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
We the people are the ones who hold the power.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Don't close your mind. This is what's wrong with you conservatives out there.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
We want to arm the people who have been killing our soldiers.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Now at least you have something to replace your old nightmares with.
AM 760. Progressive Talk.
A lot to talk about.
And AM760.net.
Hey, 31 minutes after 8 here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Friday open phones, 303-713-7600. And coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to former First Lieutenant Gary Barkley, who was in Iraq, and we're going to talk to him about what he saw and what he experienced. And also, he is openly gay and says that the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy creates a national security risk. And we'll ask him about that, too. So that's all coming up after 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Meanwhile, it's open phones. I got two lines open. And if you want to get in, get off your half moons and discuss, confront, argue, laugh, whatever it is, pontificate, be verbose, whatever it is, you're more than welcome to get in here and do it. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 89, about a 40% chance of that happening. Oh, okay. I want to read this email real quick at am760.net. It's from Tom. We had a lot of Toms listening this morning. What crap that the rich create all jobs. The Labor Department's own stats show that job growth comes from small business. That's you and me, Jay, middle-class people that take a risk. When I started my small business, the biggest obstacle was health care, and it's still the biggest worry, the biggest impediment. The Small Business Administration is a joke. And he's right. The Small Business Administration routinely screws, and the government screws people in small business, but yet they'll sit there and tell you how much they care about you. But in reality, they don't give a damn. This is from Carol. Good day to you. The reason we have more people in poverty is because a Republican Congress over the past 24 years has destroyed the middle class by flipping the tax base upside down. It used to be that corporations and the wealthy paid a high tax rate. Now they get low tax rates and out-and-out handouts. When the middle class disappears, it becomes the poor. That's why we have so many poor. Those are the facts. Greed will always find a way to justify itself. Notice there has been no talk, not even by Democrats, to increase the taxes to corporations to pay for repair and upgrade of the infrastructure, and that they need just as much as the people. I'm so sick of the middle class taking the load. Where is the corporate tax reform that we need to even out this entire mess? I believe John Edwards has talked about corporate taxes. I believe he has said a lot about that. Okay, it's 8:33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Gina dials in on traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We have some problems along eastbound I-70 if you're in the Garfield area. It's completely shut down there. We've had a crash. That's right at Newcastle, exit 105, approaching Glenwood Springs. So you're not going to be able to use that, but you will be detoured onto US 6. Here in the metro area, pretty decent ride, although we do have a crash right now on the right shoulder southbound I-25 at 20th if you're making your way downtown. Weather outlook, expect partly cloudy skies with
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet prices. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out 300 Lonely Hearts and Hot Fuzz. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Call 303-49-BUFFS or log on to CUBUFFS.com to purchase University of Colorado football tickets today.
Try it before you buy it. We know when you try it, you'll buy it because it works. What is it? It's Lovido. L-O-V-I-D-O. Energizing and invigorating hundreds and thousands of satisfied customers in Europe. Now available in the U.S. for the first time with this exclusive free offer. Improve the quality of your life, elevate your energy level, increase your stamina, and most importantly, boost your sex life. We'll give you a number to call to receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. Lovido is an all-natural supplement containing our patented blend of synergistic ingredients clinically proven to boost physical, mental, and sexual energy. Don't let age stop you from living life to the fullest. Call now and feel the power of Lovido. You'll not be disappointed. Call 1-866-4-LOVIDO now and receive a 15-day supply of Lovido for free. That's 1-866-4-LOVIDO. Just take care of the shipping and handling. 1-866-4-LOVIDO. Supplies are limited. Call 1-866-4-LOVIDO.
Are you a gearhead?
Live to bench race? Watch Gone in 60 Seconds 30 times? Love 4x4s that require a ladder to get in? Can you quote the horsepower specs of your minivan? Then you're going to love what is coming Saturdays on 760 AM. The hosts of Drive Radio, John Rush and Donnie Cypher, are gearheads, and they're going to talk about all the things you like. Tune in AM 760, Saturdays 10 AM. Gearheads, you're going to have so much fun.
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Stefano Wonder.
Very superstitious.
837, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones 303-713-7600. Chance thunderstorms. High today 89. About a 40% chance of that happening. Let's go to the phones. And we go to Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good to talk to you, Jay, as usual.
Nice to have you on, man.
Hey, I was calling earlier and talking to John about how the corporate, you know, the myth about Republicans wanting less government, and you're exactly right. I don't know if anyone ever points out to these people that when it comes to welfare, corporations receive 200% more or twice as much as they ever hand out to individuals. No one ever talks about that, that there's actually more money given to corporations than to the, you know, the people that actually are poor and need it. And there's actually, you know, a big disparity there. And that other guy was exactly right about the tax structure. I mean, these people can set up corporate bank accounts offshore and not pay a tax. And this government, the one that particularly Bush has helped start, helps these people do it, take their money offshore, just read that book, take this job, and ship it. I mean, if we want to stop what's happening now, to me it starts with saving the Constitution and making sure that our votes count. And that's the way we're going to voice our opinion, in my opinion.
Well, I think everything you say has a just, you know, is dead on. I mean, it's got a ton of validity to it, and that's right. That's never discussed about, you know, about corporate welfare breaks. But the problem in this country is that we're, by and large, we're run in a lot of ways by big corporations. And even when you get down to, like, local politics. I don't know if you saw this. This is one of the reasons why I think this is one of the reasons why most people think politics is a drag. And you know what? And they're right to a certain degree. This is in the Denver Post this morning. Reports disclose council's 2006 gifts. Professional sports tickets, golf outings, ski passes, and a bevy of meals were among gifts Denver City Council members received in 2006. The city's elected officials were required to file financial statements by Monday identifying any gifts worth more than $25 they received over the course of a calendar year. For instance, Councilwoman Marcia Johnson received event admissions, meals, and tickets worth $1,352. She ought to be ashamed of herself. Councilman Charlie Brown got four tickets to see the Rockies from the lobbying firm CRL, and he played golf for free at two tournaments sponsored separately by the Colorado Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo. Okay? Charlie Brown's another guy who ought to be ashamed. Both Brown and Johnson said the gifts do not affect their performance on the council. Yeah, okay, famous last words. Council President Michael Hancock received tickets to two Broncos football games from Oakwood Homes and the lobbying firm, the Kenny Group. He also received an honorary membership to the Green Valley Ranch Golf Course. A regular annual membership is worth $1,900. And my city councilman, he's in here. Yeah, here he is. A cable company, Comcast, paid for Councilman Doug Linkhart to see the Denver Nuggets. Linkhart was also a guest of the Rockies on opening day, and he got two weekend ski passes from Wells Fargo during an event for the National Sports Center for the Disabled. Well, why are these folks taking stuff from these guys? Why are they doing it?
I think it becomes obvious, you know. I mean, in order to get elected, it takes a lot of money sometimes, and by the time that you're ended up looking at Capitol Hill, I mean, if you're actually looking at being a presidential candidate or a United States senator, to an extent a congressman, these corporations weed their way in. What was the figure that there's something like 196 lobbyists per congressman in the United States, something like that? I mean,
yeah.
I heard it's seeing figure. I mean, that should tell us right there what's happening. One time you had a show in Florida, and I remember you talked to somebody about, do you want me to get, this is what you said, do you want me to get into why food stamps benefit corporations and it's not a handout? And it's that when people have that kind of money, those coupons, I mean, the corporations that support our grocery stores, without them, the food prices would go skyrocket through the ceiling, and it's instantaneous cash to them.
Well, exactly right. I mean, there's always a trace back or a connections somewhere, and until once again, this is one of these things that where this is not a right or left deal. This is a bipartisan. Everybody should be concerned and involved in this. As long as these folks do this kind of stuff, like the Denver Post reported today about the Denver City Council, and it goes on the state legislative level, and it goes on in Congress, and all of it. We're screwed, basically. We just have to put an end to it. We have to put an end to it. And, I mean, I don't understand why. Look, the public either must accept it because, number one, they either don't know what's going on, or they've had so much of it over all these years now, they just don't care.
I think a lot of people, it's not that they're uneducated about it as much as it's complicated to follow. And I think people are so busy paying their bills and trying to raise their kids. And
yeah, I think so, too.
Insurance is going to run out that they don't have time to investigate. Now, I spend a lot of time doing it, but because it fascinates me how much people are misinformed. And when people throw out, like you said, a talking point, they'll just spew it out without any sort of proof. And when you actually try to tell them, they'll stick their fingers in their ears and start humming. They don't even want to hear it. I know that as I look at this and I see that, you know, Bush says he wants less government and the tax code doubles and they create the Homeland Security Office and then they start spying on us and then they increase. It's like they only want government when it benefits them or they want to get inside the bedroom. Hey, if two gay people want to get married, my God, it's time to gear up the government and come right in there. Hey, if a corporation wants to move its bank account offshore and screw us out of our tax dollars, but yet get a corporate handout at the same time, hey, why not? If a kid that needs food because he's so poor they can't afford it, they eliminated 50,000 children off of that food assistance program in high school or in schools across this country without batting an eyelash, and now you got a president who wants to veto health care for children, and all I could think is that little kid, what's he supposed to do? Go out and get a job in China or something to pay for his health care? I think these people are so off base it makes me want to get sick.
I think you're totally right. And what I'd like to do, you know, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take all of this whole discussion. I'd like to take all of it out of the realm of left versus right, and I'd like to stick it in the realm of right versus wrong, and what we morally, okay, what we morally should be required to do, and what the price of being an American should be. We should have a discussion about that, because the thing is, we do. We live in the greatest country in the world. We live, I mean, we're so lucky to be here. And the thing is, nothing is really ever asked of us. And I'm not saying that we all have to be Mother Teresa. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, though, is that it's like anything else in life. We have to take ownership of it. And if we don't take ownership of it and we don't have any pride in it, then it isn't going to work. And it's going to fail. And we need to step up to the plate and we need to take ownership and pride in our country and make the sacrifices that in the long term, pay off for our kids and our grandkids and further on down the line, and we're not doing that. We're not doing it at all. One of the reasons why Iraq continues to keep going is because really the only people that are suffering on this are the people in the military and their families. The average American is still going to Neiman Marcus or JCPenney's or the mall.
Exactly right.
If we had a draft, people would be going nuts here if their kids were, like, getting sucked up.
Oh, yeah. When you think about it on that term of aspect, you know, I read a lot of that book. I haven't finished yet, but Armed Madhouse, and they talked about how when Walt Bremer was there, they had cellophane wrapped $100,000 personal
yes.
money. These contractors would literally come up, and I'm not kidding you, with a wheelbarrow. Yeah, he said it was like a, he said it was somewhat like a library where you would check out $55 million and then they had to explain where they put it. These guys would never even come back and explain. Sometimes they'd come back with half the money explained, sometimes
right.
none of them. And the more that you knew Dick Cheney or Halliburton or Kellogg Brown and Root people at the top, the bigger contracts you got. And how he found that information was a guy from BP Oil that came to him and said what was happening down there. I mean, if we eliminated war, if we made war profits during a capital crime, they would be out of there so damn fast you couldn't see the tire tracks behind them. It would be a dust cloud. But we don't do that. And this president keeps talking about supporting the troops. Like you said, you want to support the troops? Give them some damn health care. Give them some raised money. If they're going to be in combat, make sure you take care of them when they come home. Every one of these guys is going to come home affected. You lived during the Vietnam era. I saw a little bit of it when I was a kid, but I saw aspects of it as I grew up. These people will never come back the same. Anybody that's seen that kind of stuff can never, ever be completely the same. It's impossible. And a small percentage of them, or maybe even a large percentage of them, come back permanently needing help because it's screwed their mind up so much. And I'm not saying they're crazy. I'm just saying that it will come to a point in their own mind where sometimes reality starts to have a perception problem with them.
No, you're right. There's all kinds of things that are involved in this, and they need good health care. And then what you end up getting from a lot of folks, I mean, we got this guy who sends us four or five emails, and I never reply to him because his stuff is ridiculous. And one of the ones he sent this morning was we need to sell war bonds to support the, I'm paraphrasing, to support the troops and the country, because we certainly don't get any support from you guys. And I could have easily answered him by saying, oh, really? You mean like Walter Reed? You mean like sending people into battle with no armor? You know, do you want me to stop there, or should I continue to do it? How about privatization of services so that our soldiers are over there, and then the people that they're working next to are making 25 times what they're making for jobs that they used to do? And we could go on and on. And what I wish we could do here is I wish we could get it out of the partisan. Once again, I wish we could get it out of the partisan arena and stick it in a place where people would just have common sense enough to realize that this kind of stuff, it doesn't work, it's immoral, and that it's wrong. And the problem that makes you want to go crazy and check out and not pay attention to what's going on and hide is the fact that the whole debate on all of these things is dominated by extremes. And if you're in the middle, or you're a little right of middle, or you're a little left of middle, and my example is if you are a social liberal but a fiscal conservative, there's no place for you to go, and you're caught having to listen to all this squelching and all this bizarre fear-mongering and screaming and yelling all the time. You know, good Lord, let's move to the desert and buy a double wide and fence off the property and watch reruns of Mission Impossible. All right, I got to run, man. Thank you for the call.
Real quick, one thing is I'm going to be putting windows in for Bill and Hillary Clinton. I'm going to call you Monday about it.
Do it.
Right.
See ya.
Later.
Right. 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin grasping for the middle, trying to put balance where there is none. I might as well be down at the bus station talking over the PA system, I got a feeling. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, I-25 is the issue right now. If you're anywhere near downtown, we do have a two-car crash. Southbound 25 at 20th Street in the downtown area. It looks like it is off to the right shoulder, but that shoulder is partially blocked, so just watch out for the slowdowns there extending to Spear. Northbound I-25 heavy from the Washington Street Bridge toward Alameda. And, of course, we still have this closure of eastbound I-70 at Newcastle in the Garfield area. Weather outlook today, expect partly cloudy skies with some more thundershowers to move in by this afternoon. High of 89. Tonight we're going to get those evening clouds and more chance for showers, low of 63. Right now, mostly sunny, 69. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Sears Book, Chapter 8. Back to school with the Cheetah Girls fashions.
So yesterday, my mom said, all the Cheetah Girls clothes are 40% off. I said, oh my gosh, and called Sarah, my BFF, ASAP. We went to Sears to get sparkly jeans and super cute tops. Now, Sarah, my BFF and I look totally Cheetalicious.
Cheetah styles for the school year, exclusively at Sears, the Cheetah Girls Fashion Headquarters. Sears, where it begins.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 8407.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
852, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get together tomorrow. How about it? Really, I'm dying to meet you. That sounds like something out of a Rolling Stones song. Just dying to meet you. What song is that? Moshe Rusky, see if you can find that. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. But seriously, let's get together tomorrow. It'll be a great time. I'm going to be out at the Adams County Fair between noon and 4, and I'm going to be at the Rockies Autos booth. Now, the Adams County Fair is going on now through Sunday at the Adams County Regional Park. You can go to adamscountyfair.com to get more information on this, get all the lineup of all the stuff that's going on. They've got demolition derbies and carnival rides and the children's pavilion and petting zoos and the whole thing. And Sunday is Rockies Autos Day. All the carnival rides are just a buck. Now, to get to the Adams County Fair, go east off I-25 on 120th and follow the Adams County signs. Meet Shaggy and Officer Odell. They're going to be there Saturday and Sunday, noon to 4. You can spin the prize wheel and win some great prizes. I'm going to be out there tomorrow with them between noon and 4, and I hope you'll come by and say hello because I'd really like to meet you. And for great deals with matching down incentives, you know where to go. Rockies at 63rd and Federal. They're open tonight until 9 because they're open every Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And they're the home of the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Al Shear. The brothers Al Shear, they are the best. Specky Herrera, my main man. Colby Harris, who has taught me a lot about cars and the car business. And all the folks out there at Rockies. But I'll see you tomorrow at the Adams County Fair between noon and 4. Come by, bring your kids, have a good time, eat all the food I can't eat, and we'll hang out. How about it? I'm waiting to see you.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my ultra-pure omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right. Find out how you can get a free bottle when you call now. You know how important fish oil is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil to anyone who calls now. You'll also get a free book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging, with your free bottle. If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. I know you'll feel the difference. Our fish oil capsules have up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Experience the miracle of fish oil. Try it before you buy it. Get a free bottle and a free book by calling 1-800-900-4964. 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
The hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms high today, 80. Open phones 303-713-7600 to the phones and David in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, let's put a moral dimension to power and to dollars. I'm going to give you four facts and I'd appreciate it if any of the listeners would pick up on this thread in the next hour. Fact number one, the average U.S. household income is $50,000, and last year, 25 top-earning hedge fund bankers in the U.S. earned an average of $570 million each. Next fact, the wealth of all U.S. millionaires last year was $30 trillion, more than the gross domestic products of China, Japan, Brazil, Russia, and the European Union combined. Next fact, 1 billion people, now this takes it out of the U.S. Geography. Next fact, 1 billion people on the planet today exist on $1 a day. And the last fact, and to me the most heartrending fact, every 9 seconds on this planet, a child dies of hunger.
Isn't that amazing? It's amazing, and disgusting.
You know, how can we even imagine our political system? And, you know, I know some of these candidates are probably well-intentioned. How can we even imagine that they will try to shift that juggernaut of power and influence to create a better tax? I mean, even Warren Buffett said it the other day about, you know, he gets taxed at 17%. His secretary gets taxed at 30%. I mean, even some of the billionaires themselves are trying to raise the consciousness about it. But, you know, when you look at this kind of disparity and you look at the political candidates and the debates and so on, and if you didn't know the voices and you turned off the video, you wouldn't be able to distinguish one from another almost.
No, you know what you're saying there is really, really, really true. And it's, and they keep giving us the same story every single time. Well, what's good for the rich is good for the country, and that is BS. What's good for the country is what's good for the middle class, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt proved that. Dave, I got to run. Have a good weekend.
You too, buddy. Bye.
All right. Coming up, former First Lieutenant Gary Barkley. He's been to Iraq. We'll talk to him about it.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. That's right, if you're buying top quality hardwood flooring in oak, cherry, walnut, even pine flooring, you're about to spend hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. To prove it, we'll even send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. It's filled with valuable information you must see, and it's yours free when you call 1-800-553-1732. At Lumber Liquidators, we ship top quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the pre-finished hardwood flooring with a 50-year warranty. That's the hardwood flooring home improvement expert Bob Vila installed in his home. And if it's good enough for Bob Vila, well, if you're looking at hardwood flooring, don't pay too much. See how to get more floor for your money. Come see us at 5060 Acoma Street in Denver. Or call right now for your free catalog. 1-800-553-1732. That's 1-800-553-1732. 1-800-553-1732.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick in Minneapolis. Divers are returning to the waters of the Mississippi River, searching for more victims of Wednesday's bridge collapse. It is a difficult search, according to the dive team leader, because of the murky waters.
The diver is basically going to have very limited visibility. You're looking at about 1 to 2 feet.
And it is a dangerous one because of the debris.
We'll be watching that throughout the day, continuing to assess the safety and security of our rescue workers.
Hennepin County Sheriff Rich Stanek says teams of four divers will go in every 30 minutes searching for eight people still missing. The death toll has been raised to five. The body of a truck driver was recovered overnight. With more on the bridge inspections nationwide resulting from this tragedy, here's Peter Mayer.
The federal government is urging the states to scrutinize all bridges similar to the planning on the Minnesota span. It makes sense to Northwestern University engineering expert David Schultz.
I think when you've got a problem like this, it probably doesn't hurt to err on the side of caution.
The Transportation Department is also reviewing bridge security and inspection programs to see if any changes are needed. President Bush visits the disaster scene tomorrow. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Nick Young.
A victory in federal court for embattled Louisiana Congressman
William Jefferson, the judges have ruled that an FBI raid on his office was unconstitutional and has ordered privileged documents returned to him. The raid was part of an investigation into bribery allegations against Jefferson. No business getting done in the House as Congress tries to wrap up for its summer recess.
Action in the House has ground to a halt after a chaotic night of partisan sniping. It began with a questionable but not unprecedented maneuver by Democrats to win a close vote on an agricultural bill. Republicans, including Patrick McHenry, walked out.
And the Democrat majority in this House has shown that they're willing to cheat in order to win a vote.
The bill was passed, but the yelling continued as the House came back this morning. Carol Shea Porter of New Hampshire.
This is very rude behavior. They're calling out, the catcalling.
Only if tempers cool can the work get done on this final day before the August recess. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In Oakland, police have surrounded a well-known black Muslim bakery. Longtime city journalist Chauncey Bailey reportedly was working on an investigative piece on the bakery before he was gunned down yesterday morning. It's not clear if there's a connection with today's police activity. Bailey was a familiar figure as a reporter, then editor of the Oakland Post. The paper's owner says that means enemies.
If you're in the media and you're doing something, there's always somebody that doesn't like you.
Unemployment crept up to 4.6% in July. Business professor Peter Sperling says these numbers could help tip Fed policymakers to act on interest rates.
It is likely that the Federal Reserve may consider, just consider, if this pattern continues a little bit further into the year, we might hear talk about cutting interest rates.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 69, the NASDAQ off 17. This is CBS News.
Hey, Mr. Opportunity here, so you know what that means. It's Honda clearance time. And if you're into trucks, you are going to love this because it's your opportunity to get behind the wheel of a new Ridgeline, the versatile Element, the classy CRV, or an 8-passenger Pilot for a deal that just might make your head spin. Look at your money. I'm just trying to save you some of it. Your wallet can thank me later, if you get my meaning. Don't you just love it when I'm around? The 2007 Honda clearance. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. And I'm knocking.
When you send your child to college, you don't think your savings will fund the all-pepperoni diet. But however your kid defines brain food, you know those pizzas will pay off in the end. And if you need help with financial aid, turn to CampusDoor.com. We demystify the process and offer loans for what's left. So worry less about tuition and more about the occasional veggie pizza instead. To apply for a loan, visit CampusDoor.com. Campus Door. You have the will. We have the way.
Campus Door is an equal opportunity lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The teenage daughter charged with murdering her mother in Lafayette last February, due in a Boulder courtroom today. 16-year-old Tess Dahm and her 17-year-old boyfriend, Brian Grove, are to be arraigned for the murder of Linda Dahm. Her uncle says,
day by day, it's really rough and it hasn't gone away at all, and it's a very tough situation to be in.
A friend who helped dispose of the 52-year-old woman's body, Jared Guy, has agreed to testify against the pair. He's already pleaded guilty in a plea bargain that could keep him out of prison. That college punter allegedly attacked by his knife-wielding backup has told a Greeley jury he once considered sharing an apartment with a former teammate now accused of assaulting him.
And you also said to them that you could not think of no one that would want to attack you.
That's right.
Rafael Mendoza was stabbed in the leg in last September's attack, and former punter Mitch Cozad is standing trial. He's charged with attempted murder one. And CSU hurricane expert William Gray has now released a revised forecast calling for 15 named storms, with 8 becoming hurricanes, 4 becoming intense. That's a slight decrease from his previous forecast in May, which called for 17 storms and 9 hurricanes, 5 of them intense. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, John. Watch out southbound I-25 if you're anywhere near the exit to Hamden. We've got some debris in the roadway. Looks like it's some kind of fiberglass material that's spread across the lanes of traffic, so you want to watch out for that hazard there. Some slowing between Evans and Hamden as a result. Good news, though, they reopened eastbound I-70 at Newcastle, that exit 105 approaching Glenwood Springs, after clearing that wreck. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy with scattered...
You're faking it.
and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net. J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, we'll get back to open phones here in just a little bit. But right now we're going to talk to former First Lieutenant Gary Barkley. He's our special guest. He has recently returned from a year-long tour in Iraq, where he served as a civilian affairs officer with the 403rd Civil Affairs Battalion. Even though Gary had resigned his commission in the U.S. Army in 2001, when he was recalled to active duty in 2005 for service in Iraq, he answered his nation's call without hesitation. During his tour, Gary served as an operations officer of the NIWA Provisional Reconstruction Team in Mosul, Iraq. Immediately prior to leaving the Iraqi theater, Lieutenant Barkley served as an approximate one-month extension in Baghdad to facilitate civil affairs, support for the 3rd Infantry Division as they were arriving for the surge. While in Iraq, Lieutenant Barkley received an Army Commendation Medal for his work, where, according to the award citation, he single-handedly established the PRT Interpreter and Bilingual Bicultural Advisors Management System. Additionally, Lieutenant Barkley received an Army Achievement Medal for his exceptional work as a unit's executive officer, where his effective and efficient execution of his duties enabled his company to focus on the war effort. Gary is in the process of writing his first book in a series on the war on terror. He is also openly gay and says the don't ask, don't tell policy creates a national security risk. And, Lieutenant, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me, Jay. If I may say, you know, it's programs like yours that that help us to speak as citizens on important national events, things affecting our day. And I really appreciate you having me today.
Oh, listen, it's my pleasure, and thank you for your service to the country. By the way, you'll be giving a speech on this tomorrow at the University of Wyoming in Laramie at the Agriculture Building, and that speech starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That is correct.
Okay. There's a bunch of stuff to run over here. First of all, what's your assessment of how we're doing now in Iraq? And Dick Cheney said to Larry King the other night that, from the sources he talks to, that we're making progress. Is he right or is he wrong?
Well, the thing is you've got to remember that when it comes to making progress, there are different ways you can look at it. I mean, in some ways we are, but most of all we're not. And I think the important measure is if you were to stop virtually any soldier, and I'd say anybody below the rank of lieutenant colonel, on the streets anywhere in Iraq, and I'm talking American servicemen, and you say, how can the American people best support you? Their answer, the first gut reaction would be, send me home. That tells you how committed they are. I mean, they're committed to their service in that, but they know that this is not a cause that America should be fighting. And so I think that, you know, we can't even win the hearts and minds of our own troops in this regard. So how can we be making progress if, you know, when the Iraqis aren't even in session, their parliament isn't even in session for the whole month of August? So I think that, no, we're not making a whole lot of progress in that regard. And it's time for us to just say, you know, it's their country. Let them, you know, work it out. And, you know, if it comes down to them deciding, or if it just works out that, you know, they need another strong man to govern them, well, you know, so be it. It's their country. Democracy does not flow from the barrel of a weapon.
Yeah, it seems like they can't settle their problems politically. You had a Sunni cabinet member, I believe he was a cabinet member, but you had a prominent a SUNY member pull out yesterday. They can't seem to get anything together. Now they've taken a month's vacation. There's continuing turmoil there, and I often think that you can't make somebody, you know, what we wish for them and what they really want are two different things, and you can't make them accept what we want. If they don't want what we want for themselves, then this is all, I mean, no matter what happens, this is not going to happen.
You're absolutely right on that, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, we shouldn't be there. I mean, obviously that's my personal gut reaction. The fact is we are there, and we are trying to make this, you know, the front in the global war on terror. I mean, even, you know, Prime Minister Brown, the new British Prime Minister, does not agree with that assessment, and calls Afghanistan and Pakistan the front. And it, you know, I agree with his position on that. But the big thing that I am most concerned about is the fact that, you know, Americans as a whole are not being asked to make any sacrifices for this generational conflict. We've been told that this is a conflict for a generation or more to fight this war on terror. And yet, you know, when was the last time any of your listeners, you know, your intelligent listeners that call in and make very good points, when was the last time they felt that they've been asked to make a sacrifice so much as even a gallon of gas to help win this war?
Well, we don't make any sacrifices. We're not asked to make any. There's no leadership here in that regard. And the only people that are basically involved in this war are those of you in the military and your families. And the rest of us are observing the society, the spectacle via the screen, and what we read it, and what we read it. I mean, we're just observing it. We're not dramatically involved.
No, I know that's exactly my point. Is nobody
right.
Nobody's making any sacrifices other than the people in uniform. And you know, when you look at it, I mean, the businesses that are profiting from this are, you know, they're making huge amounts of money. So there's certainly no sacrifice on their part at all. And one of the main premise of my first book in the series is that you know, there are people out there that want to sacrifice, and they can't openly do it because some, you know, perverted right-wing ideology does not let people serve openly gay. And that fact, you know, that prevents people from being able to go ahead and say, you know, this is who I am. I'm a proud American. I'm a proud gay American. You wouldn't ask a Latino American or a Hispanic American or a African American or anyone to discount their identity for it. So why should a gay American have to hide who they are in order to serve proudly in uniform? And, you know, if they're willing to make the sacrifice, they're willing to raise their hand, take the oath to defend the Constitution unto their death, you know, why should it be prevented just because somebody doesn't like your particular who and how you love?
Well, because it's all based on ignorance and fear-mongering of the fact that only gay people, only gays and lesbians, think about sex all the time and are incapable of being in close quarters with people that they're attracted to. And, of course, heterosexuals don't go down that road, yet everyone knows there are have been a gazillion sexual harassment lawsuits between heterosexuals, and there's been problems going on for years. And also, yeah, that gets into that whole thing about approval of lifestyle and people basically taking their biblical groundings and their prejudice and ignorance and foisting it off on everybody else. You know,
yeah,
don't forget, we're operating in a country and we're operating in a society where not too long ago, what did women do in the military?
Well, yeah, that's a very good point. And, you know, the segregation that they had with the African Americans for
right.
so long, and the women could only be nurses and things like that. And now, you know, we have, even though the prescription against women actually serving in actual combat jobs, combat MOSs, as we call them in the military, military operational specialties, or occupational specialties, if women can't do that, you know, they can't be infantry. But the fact is they're MPs. They can be MPs. And MPs are out there, you know, they're out there every day And they're, you know, they're up gunning. In fact, I have a good friend. Now, she went to Afghanistan. I met her when I was recalled. Meredith Howard. She is a 50-something-year-old grandmother. 52, I believe, is when she was killed. She was killed in Kabul. She was, again, in her mid-50s or her early-50s, a grandmother, and they sent her to Afghanistan to be in the turret, to be the turret gunner in an up-armored Humvee. And that's how, you know, look at the sacrifice she made. She did, you know, selflessly, just like everybody else was called up, you know, recalled from their inactive service, the inactive reserve. And she went and she died for her country. And we have, you know, sacrifice. We're not asking anybody other than the people who have already sworn to make sacrifices. Are we trying to win this war? That's my big question. Are we trying to? Because if we're not, let's just go ahead and admit that and end it.
Well, I think we're trying to, but I think the problem is you have the wrong leadership. You have people who are running this thing who don't know what they're doing. But on top of that, it's more than that. It's more than that. You know this as well as I do. Look, insurgencies are extremely tough to beat. Most armies have a poor record of doing it. You have to catch it early on. You have to be extremely, extremely brutal in the opening beginnings of it. And we ignored it. We didn't catch it. We don't have enough troops. The Russians couldn't do it, but we went in there thinking that we could do it and that these folks would all drop their arms and would open up their country and go, oh, God, thank you for liberating us. Meanwhile, we can't beat them militarily, nor can we win their hearts and minds, particularly when 70% of the population has no clean drinking water and there's massive unemployment.
That is an excellent point with that. You know, the GAO can't account for $9 billion in reconstruction money. It's just gone. And I have an interesting...
All right, hang on. We'll get into that story coming up because I want you to stick around. So please do so. Hang on a second. We're talking to former First Lieutenant Gary Barkley. He's our special guest. And he's been in Iraq. He's seen it. And also, he's openly gay and says the don't ask, don't tell policy creates a national security risk. I am so tired of people and their craziness about gays and lesbians. Get over it already, this whole thing about gays and lesbians. Stop it. Get over it. And you moralists out there, well, you're not really moralists, but those of you who pretend to be moralists and you're nuts and you're crazy about all of this and you're hung up and obsessed with gay and lesbian sex, hey, do you think cheating while you're married is a crime? Do you think that that's wrong? It's a sin? How come you guys have nothing to say about David Vitter? Oops! Don't even know who he is, or I've forgotten him all of a sudden.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit getmyshellcard.com or call 877-GO-2-SHELL for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559. 1-800-926-3559.
And everybody I talk to says 300 is great. That's the Frank Miller thing. And he's a neat guy. I had him on the air with me once. So get on out to the video station. It's the best place, even if you got to drive. I drive to go rent there because it's worth it. The video station, they're just one block west of the 29th Street Mall, 1661 28th Street in Boulder. You can't miss them. Go there. Great films, great flicks, great way to spend the weekend.
Sleep. There is no equal. Nothing on earth can restore your body and replenish your soul like the deep slumber of a good night's rest. So why are you tossing and turning, frustrated with each hour that passes as the next day races toward you? You wonder why you can't fall asleep like the rest of the world. Wonder no more, because now there's RestAid, the all-natural way to enjoy fast, deep sleep night after night. RestAid gives you the perfect combination of powerful ingredients, proven to promote fast, deep, restful sleep. Without the potential negative side effects of prescription medications. For your free trial of RestAid, call now 1-800-600-5815. Imagine falling into the deepest sleep you've had since you were a child. Carefree slumber that sends you peacefully into a morning of increased energy and mental focus. Your pillow is calling. So call now for your risk-free trial of RestAid. 1-800-600-5815. For your free trial, call now. 1-800-600-5815. 1-800-600-5815.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:23, 23 minutes after 9. Chance of thunderstorms, high today, 89. Former First Lieutenant Gary Barkley on the line with us, and he was in Iraq, and we're talking about Iraq, and also he's openly gay and says a don't ask, don't tell policy creates a national security risk, and not only that, Lieutenant, it's also a total and complete waste of time.
Well, it is, and the other day, Jay, you were mentioning on your show how some people on the far right believe that business can do no wrong and government can do no right. And I think that's an excellent analogy in this particular condition, because if business is always right and government is always wrong, why is it that most of the Fortune 500 companies have adopted human resources policies that are gay-friendly, and the military can't do that? I mean, we want the best and the brightest, right? Well, and right now, especially since we're in a generational conflict for the survival of our nation, why is it that the best and the brightest are being kept out for an artificial reason, for some perverted right-wing ideology? And the answer is, there's no good reason for it.
Well, the answer is because the folks who hold those positions constantly redesign their argument to fit their agenda. So, yeah, business is good, and pure capitalism is the answer to everything, and blah, blah, blah. But when you point that out, then they'll turn around and come up with some other some other reason.
Yeah, inconsistency is definitely a hallmark of the far right. And you know, you mentioned when we came back from the segment, again, I want to thank you for having me on your show. You've been playing some great music this morning, and I've enjoyed all the callers that have called in, too. The thing is with the national security idea, look at about gays in the military and national security. There's a direct and an indirect threat there. The direct threat to national security is we have had dozens of linguists who specialize in the Arabic language. These are people who speak the language of our enemy, who have been dismissed from the service because they are gay. That's a direct threat to our national security. We have dozens of people who are no longer doing that work. Now, you know, in the federal government, there are only several hundred people. In the whole U.S. government, there are only several hundred people that can speak and translate Arabic. And yet we dismiss several dozen of them solely for being gay. That is a direct threat to our national security. And the indirect way is anytime this artificial policy, anytime a policy creates the chance that somebody can be blackmailed, that is an indirect threat to our national security.
Yeah.
So this is how it's hurting us.
Yeah. I can't dispute that. I agree 100%. But see, the whole issue of gays and lesbians, this whole issue is ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we're sitting here in 2007 and that the majority of the country is being held hostage by a small minority of people who are, they're just, they're nuts. I mean, I don't know of any other way to put it. They are absolutely nuts. The only difference between them and Al-Qaeda is they're not going to perform acts of terrorism against anybody, but they're just as
well. I'm not so sure.
They're right down the same road.
Well, they absolutely are, and I'm not that familiar with it, but as far as I know, Timothy McVeigh, who committed probably the most heinous act of domestic terrorism we've ever seen. Was on the far right. It does happen, and it tends to be, of course, the loonies that do it, and it happens whether they're Islamic loonies or Christian loonies or Buddhist loonies or any loonies at all, and they just take an ideology, grasp it as being, the only truth on the planet, and then they go and blow people up for it. And so, you're preaching to the choir here. I mean, it's absolutely silly that a small minority of right-wing zealots can hold a whole country hostage and, in fact, endanger our national security for their perverted right-wing ideology.
Listen, I agree 100%. I agree 100%. I really do. And I think at some point what's going to end up happening here is the majority of Americans in this country are going to understand, are going to come to understand, I think they are starting to understand, that these people basically are whacked out and that they don't represent their point of view. And that this alliance that has been put together of big business and the religious right in order to get the religious right to do the groundwork and the ground war work for the GOP, it's going to come unraveled. And by the way, the religious right, a lot of evangelicals are wising up to the fact that they've never gotten anything out of the White House and that they're not going to get anything in the future, and a lot of them are disillusioned with the choices. Let me ask you this question about Reconstruction, because you're involved in that too. It seems to me that if we didn't want an insurgency there, that if we didn't want guerrilla and terrorist activities going on, it seems to me that the one thing we could have done was we could have put everybody to work. We would have spent just as much money, and if people have food and they have hope, then they're not as susceptible to recruiting from radical elements. But yet, look at the massive unemployment there and the miserable conditions.
Well, see, that is an excellent point. I'm glad you brought that up, because when it comes to Reconstruction, there's more than just building bridges and building water pipes and oil transportation systems and things like that. Reconstruction is an economic process. And the vast majority of contractors in Iraq are not Iraqis. Very, very few Iraqis actually get any contracts. You're dealing with, of course, you're dealing with Bechtels and Halliburtons and KBRs, of course, because those are the bigger projects. But even the small projects, like drilling an oil well, putting in an irrigation line, a kilometer-long irrigation line, whatever, those are done by Turks. And what happens is you pay, you bring the Turk, and now remember, we deal only in cash. One of your callers earlier today talked about the cellophane-wrapped pallets of cash. That is what we deal with. And when you take $75,000 in cash or $250,000 in cash and you give it to a Turk because he's finished a project, what's he going to do with that cash? He's immediately taking it up to Turkey. How does that help the Iraqi economy? I mean, even if you're going with conservative economic theory, there's the multiplier effect. And if you brought it in and you paid the Iraqi that $75,000, he would put it back into his community, and it would multiply five or six times and build, you know, an economy. But instead, we're giving it to Turks. And one nice point is that we have a on our forward operating base, we call them FOBs, we had a company called Circa. This company did a lot of logistics stuff like, you know, cleaning the latrines and things like that and food service, et cetera. And they, almost all of their employees were Filipino, were imported Filipinos. They were imported into the country to do this work. There are people in Iraq, as you say, out of work, out of hope, who cannot get onto the FOBs because of, well, they're Iraqis and they're suspect. So we bring in third country nationals to do the work. So again, money doesn't get out to the economy. And how do you reconstruct a country without reconstructing the economy first?
Well,
and you can't.
Well, you don't. And the British were smart in World War II because of that. Because what one of the things that they didn't do was they didn't dismantle and they didn't close and they didn't put everybody in the unemployment line who worked, say for instance, at Volkswagen. Instead, for a while, they used POWs, but they soon converted that and started giving Germans jobs. So my idea would be, how much time would anybody have to engage in any kind of insurgency if they had a job, if they were making decent money, and they were able to feed their families, and they had drinking water? I mean, how much time would they have? They wouldn't have much time, and they wouldn't want to surrender what they've got. They wouldn't want to throw away what they've got, but they're sitting at the point now where they don't have anything. So what have they got to lose?
That's exactly the right point. I mean, the fact is the Iraqi people are just like every people around the world. They just want to have a decent life. They just want to be left alone to live their life in peace, practice their religion as they see fit, to be left alone and to, you know, basically take care of their family and be able to watch their family grow and have kids. And, you know, basically what humanity has done for the last 100,000 years is all they want. Just like all of us. They just want to live contentedly with their, you know, without having to worry where their next meal is coming from. And we, you know, we've taken that away from them. As bad as Saddam Hussein was, as bad as that regime was, the fact is, yeah, they took people off in the night. They did. But for the most part, their country did not starve. And now we have that problem. And,
yeah.
You know, we broke it. We do have a responsibility to fix it. But, you know, an occupation, an unwanted occupation isn't the way to do it. We need to bring the UN in if the UN is willing to listen to us. But I don't think the UN is willing to help us when we have Bush in office.
Well, we squandered everything. All right, before I run out of time here, and I want to remind people again that you're giving a speech tomorrow at the University of Wyoming in Laramie at the Agricultural Building. The speech starts at 1, and we look forward to your book. Let me ask you the following two quick questions.
Okay.
Now that you've been there and you've gone through all of this and you look back on it, why do you think we went there in the first place?
I was actually talking about this with a colleague of mine the other day, and I think, well, the reason comes down is everybody says the war was not about oil, and I have to say that that's correct. It wasn't. It was about profit. Bush et al. Needed to give, needed to pay back all these people, because, I mean, you know, nobody can fail their way to the top without a lot of help, and he had to pay these people back. And so we went in there because we have, you know, he had commitments to oil companies, and you notice that's the first thing they cared about. When they went into Baghdad, the only building they secured was the oil ministry. So it wasn't about oil per se. It was about profit. So that's why we went in. Now, we're there. We're trying to do, you know, everybody out there, all the soldiers are, you know, they should be proud of their service. They're all doing the best they can under extremely hard circumstances. But, you know, we went in for profit. And now we're trying to, well, just continue along giving that profit as long as we possibly can.
All right, this guy's the commander-in-chief. And
yeah.
Look what we've been through. And it doesn't make any difference what happens. It doesn't make any difference what's said. It doesn't make any difference what the public opinion polls say. It doesn't make any difference about anything. This guy is going to do what he wants to do, which is to repeat the same failed strategy over and over and over again. Do you think there's something wrong with him?
there's definitely a lot wrong with him. You know, Incurious George is a good way to call him. I've heard him called that before. He doesn't pay attention to history, so he's absolutely incapable of putting his place in, you know, his place in history into context. That being a problem, you know, he thinks that, you know, living in the faith-based world, you can change reality simply by your will. And, of course, that doesn't work. And I think, you know, I'm not a psychologist, but that sounds like some sort of disorder.
Yeah, I think so, too. I really do. I really believe there is something definitely wrong with him. Lieutenant, thank you. I appreciate your time. Good luck tomorrow giving the speech, and you're welcome back on the show anytime you like.
Thank you very much, Jay. It's been a real pleasure. Again, thank you very much for having me. It's, I can't express my gratitude enough.
You're welcome here anytime. Thanks, man. Thanks for your service to the country, too.
Thank you.
All right. There's Lieutenant, former First Lieutenant Gary Barkley. Okay. 9:36, 36 minutes after 9. Gina is yet one, just one traffic report away from the weekend, and as soon as she's done, we'll get back to open phones at 303-713-7600, and you're going to give us your complete movie review on Monday.
Yes, I will.
I'm going to see Underdog.
Never fear. He's here.
How could you be motivated to go see that? What about the Bourne Identity?
Because we want it. We'll see that. We just want to see something fun and mindless, silly.
Well, watch Fox News.
No, you're
see
so
it, Gina.
Funny.
Don't listen to him. He loves dogs. He wants to see that movie bad.
And that's why, because we love dogs.
Well, I love dogs, too. But if you want to see something fun and irrelevant and funny, just watch Fox, where they like to put, like, four, you know, guys against one.
You're hilarious.
Okay, what's it look like on this Friday morning?
Oh, beautiful. Nothing. No wrecks. We don't have any major delays on the freeways through the metro area. Just lots of orange cones. So we still have that construction. If you're headed out to DIA, watch for it on Pena between Gun Club and Jackson Gap. They've got speeds down to about 35 miles per hour through there. So give yourself enough time. And then they'll be working on I-70 in a couple of spots around E-470 and then also between 32nd and Ward today. Weather outlook, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunder showers and a high of 89. Tonight, those evening clouds stick around. We'll have a chance for more showers, low of 63. Currently, it's sunny at 76. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350Z.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for. It's easy. Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out 300 Lonely Hearts and Hot Fuzz. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a clinically proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-497-8630.
The dark circles have disappeared. Oh, I love it. I don't want to put the mirror down.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-497-8630. That's 1-800-497-8630.
Expressive expression can enhance your child's personality, social skills, and outlook on life. This is from Flesher Hinton Music Company, featuring musical instruments new and used, for sale or for school rental. They're located at 3936 Tinnison in Denver and 1232 South Havana in the Buckingham Square Mall in Aurora.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Let's do some Zeppelin. 9:40, 40 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Chance thunderstorms high today, 89. 303-713-7600. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the Adams County Fair. I'll be out there at the Rockies booth between noon and 4. Come on by and say hello. By the way, I want to tell you about something else, too, real quick. Yesterday, there was a storm of speculation, and there's been all, and we've done a lot of politics here this morning, which I don't really like to sit and do a lot of politics, but we've been doing a lot. There's this big storm of speculation here about what Barack Obama said about Pakistan, about the fact that if Musharraf wouldn't take care of things, we would. And the right has jumped on it, and the left has jumped on it, and people are going around and around about it. I'll tell you what, Monday morning, we're going to run this by somebody who knows about all this stuff. Because he made a living at it for a long, long time, and I'm talking about Michael Schroer, who we've had on this program numerous times, and we're going to have him on again. He headed the Bin Laden unit for the Central Intelligence Agency, and we'll have him on Monday morning at 7 o'clock. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, and I don't care what it is. You want to talk about John Turk's restless leg syndrome? That's fine with me. I got a bunch of emails about that the other day.
Yeah, did you see the guy that told me that to boil some it tasted like rubber tires? Like I want to do that to get rid of my restless leg?
No, what you need to do is smoke like a ton of ganj. That'll kill it.
Somebody also told me, Nan from Estes Park called in and said, to get rid of that restless leg syndrome, you sleep with like a sliver of slope next to your knee, and that'll get rid of it.
Just smoke a coffee mug full of pot. That'll take care of it. Mason Travert will probably help you out. I saw him not too long ago. Okay, let's go to Tim in Longmont. Tim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, enjoy your show.
Thanks, man.
I don't think John Turk's nicotine habit is helping his restless legs.
You know, there could be a connection between smoking and restless leg syndrome. What do you think?
I think you just nailed it. Hey, I'm a recovering moderate Republican. Shame to say that I voted for George Bush in 2000, and I did not vote for him in 2004. I voted for Kerry. But the good news is I think there's a lot of me out there, Jay. This guy and his administration are an affront to humanity, and it's just not me that knows it. I've got a lot of friends that think like I do, and unless these guys orchestrate something, we're going to get back on track in 2008. I really believe that. My question is, what do you know, Jay, or what do we know, or what's the knowledge base of these production service agreements that are kind of, I guess, in the progress of being negotiated in Iraq? What can you tell me about those?
They're stuck. They can't get anything done on it. And we had a woman on not too long ago, and I wish I could remember her name, and I believe she called us from Baghdad, and most people didn't hear it because it ran at like 20 minutes after 6 in the morning because of the time thing. John, who was the woman we had on? Was it a woman or a man? Who was the one we had on from Baghdad about the oil production agreements? Antonia Yuhas. That's right, because I thought Antonia was Antonio, and I said, nice to have you on, sir. And she went, yeah, but I'm a woman. So I made an idiot out of myself. But she was talking about this. They don't want the oil. They don't want these production agreements. They don't want the oil sharing agreements that we have foisted on them. They're resisting it.
Of course.
And we can't get anything done. Plus, on top of that, even if they could, even if they all agreed on it, and they all thought it was okay, they're too busy arguing and fighting over other things that they can't get anything politically done. And there's a couple of stories today in the papers. One of them is in USA Today, and I can't remember where the other one is. It may be the Washington Post, that says that privately Maliki and his inner circle is now beginning to admit that they don't think they can pull the country out of the political tailspin that it's in.
They have a firm grasp of the obvious, huh?
Yeah, so they see what's happening, and they can't reverse what's going on. So you're not going to get oil agreements. You're not going to get production agreements. You're not going to get anything because these folks can't sit down across from each other without getting crazy.
I wonder how the neocons are like that. That's not part of the plan.
Well, they'll make an excuse. And for somebody like you who is a former Republican and a moderate, look, I said this earlier this morning. I really believe this to be true. You can be socially liberal and economically conservative. There are tenets of conservatism that have a lot of validity to them and are very, very valid. And not all conservatives are crazy, and they're not all lunatics. But the problem is that all of this stuff has been dominated by the extremes, and so people like yourself and others, you're just pushed out. You have no place to go. You have nothing to look at.
Oh, in spades, exactly.
And you're being held hostage by a bunch of folks who, you know, who have an agenda that is foreign to yours. Plus, on top of that, even if you did at some time find validity in that agenda, now events in history has proven that those folks are wrong.
And it's going to come back to bite them in a lot bigger way than they, unless they orchestrate something. I wouldn't put it past them either. Again, Jay, I know I've got lots of friends that are in my camp, and there's, I think it's going to be really something in 2008. I'm really
yes.
hopeful about it.
I think they're in deep trouble.
They are.
And let me tell you what I don't understand. I don't understand why they can't read the room. Why they can't see what's going on and how people feel. And good luck to Dick Wadhams. Good luck to Bob Schaefer. Good luck to all these folks that have to run. They could be, and Schaefer's not, but I could say this safely. Even if he were the best candidate for the job, which he's not, Mark Udall is, but even if he were, he's got to go out there on the campaign trail. He's got to carry all of this baggage. Now, you'd think that these folks would turn around and would start sending messages up the ladder saying, look, you're putting us in a position, you're killing us.
Well, I think, Jay, it's inexplicable except that they're just ideologues and they're going to take this thing over a cliff, just like George Bush. He digs in, he'll take it over a cliff, and that's the scary thing.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. And see, the problem is, you have too much right, you have too much left, you have imbalance, you have trouble. You have balance, you have give and take, then what ends up happening is you have stability. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Hope you'll call again.
Thanks so much, Jay.
Okay, take care. Have a good weekend. 9:49, 49 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina. Oh, that's right. Gina's gone. So we have somebody else doing the traffic? Oh, no kidding? Really? You want me to say that on the air? Okay. 9:49, 49 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Alberto Gonzalez.
Jay, getting around town, really not a problem right now. Things are moving along on I-25. Maybe a little crowded on that southbound stretch coming down from I-70 into the downtown area, that last stretch to loosen up after the morning rush, but really not a big backup at all. Looks good through the bridges. That trip between the tech center and downtown, 10, 15 minutes before you need the direction. No worries on 225 across Aurora from I-25 all the way up to I-70. And I-70 in good shape on both sides of the city, and a pretty good drive to and from Boulder on the turnpike. Weather forecast, partly sunny, high of 89. There is a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm or two. Tonight, look for a few showers and then clearing overnight, low 64. And then a hot weekend coming up, partly sunny, chance of a storm tomorrow, high of 92. Right now, it's 79 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Imagine zipping around in a Nissan 350Z convertible. Canyon Casino's Cruise the Summer Series continues with the 350.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-220-4155. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-220-4155. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-220-4155. 1-800-220-4155.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-2218. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-338-2218. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
Gerst, that say it's our flag, too. A lot of you have been asking for those. I've got them. You want one? Come see me tomorrow between noon and 4 at the Adams County Fair. I'll give you one. And you can put it on your car and proudly display it. To get to the Adams County Fair, go east off I-25 on 120th and follow the Adams County signs. We'll see you out there tomorrow. And don't forget, too, for great deals with matching down incentives, go to Rocky's on 63rd and Federal. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 9, which means they're open tonight until 9. Rocky's is the home to the largest selection of clean, late model, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Get out there and see my friend Colby, Spanky, Tom, or Marv Alshear, any of the gang at Rocky's. They'll take care of you. See you tomorrow with my friends from Rocky's, Adams County Fair, noon to 4. Want a bumper sticker? Meet me out there.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now
and ask for your free trial.
Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use.
That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall.
Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or go online to barracuda.com.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right. Pickett, Wilson Pickett.
Got to know how to roll it. Like on in the road, mashed potato. Do the alligator. Put your hand on your hips, yeah. Get your backbone shit. You're the one to say. Like my little Lucy.
Nah. You know what, though? Cannibal and the Headhunters version of Land of a Thousand Dances is 100% better. 9:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Chance Thunderstorms, high today, 89. It's Friday, closing minutes of the show here. I got to squeeze this in real quick before I run out of time. This shows you how twisted some people are, okay? This shows you how they take things and twist them around, and then they think that you and I are stupid enough to go, oh yeah, that's right. All right, Senator John Edwards criticizes Hillary Clinton for taking money from Rupert Murdoch's News Corp. She took like $20,000 in campaign contributions. So Rupert Murdoch's mouthpiece newspaper, the New York Post, runs a story, and some cluck sends it to me about how John Edwards took money from the News Corp. Took money from News Corp. Because HarperCollins, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch, published a book by John Edwards. Where does the logic on that fall apart? Well, it falls apart simply right here. He wrote a book. He produced labor in order to get paid. Hillary Clinton took campaign contributions. There's a difference. I'm going to take money from News Corp. I believe it's August the 17th. I'm going to sit in for Alan Combs. And they're going to pay me. But that's not the same as taking a campaign contribution. Why is it that people can't see that and they send this stuff to me and it's like, geez, they're stupid. Let's go to Robert in Loveland. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Okay.
I got three super quick points to make. One is, I don't understand the left criticizing Obama for his statements about Pakistan, because from the information I've read, that supposedly is where Osama bin Laden is supposed to be hiding out. And are we now going to say that the left is not interested in getting Osama bin Laden?
Well, some on the left are not interested in engaging in any kind of armed conflict. And Barack Obama once made this statement, and it's the best statement in the world. We're not against all wars. We're only against dumb wars.
Right. Exactly. And I agree with that 100%. Second of all, you know, you can't tell me that Musharraf wouldn't agree to us coming in and removing that faction from that area of his country because they're a political threat to him. He'd be doing it himself, but he doesn't have the capability to do that. So I don't see any argument there, okay? And then another thing was a quick point from yesterday when you were talking about the car situation. I was going to bring up that one way to help subsidize the U.S. automakers and help the rest of us all out at the same time is nationalized health care, because the car manufacturers say they can't compete because of the health costs for their employees. So you have nationalized health care, gives them a competitive advantage against the Japanese, and the rest of us get health care too.
Yeah, didn't you send me an email about this?
No, I didn't.
Somebody else did. You know what? That is the best point. Best point. Thank you, Robert, for ending the show on a high note. Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. All right. Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow at the Adams County Fair between noon and 4. Otherwise, I'm going to go home and suck on a boiled tire.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I looked at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It diminishes the appearance of wrinkles, tightens skin, and frown lines. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival. And now you can experience them for yourself. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of Hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-400-6078. That's 1-800.